punching a dirt star.
Oh, God.
Disgusting. I need to know what that means.
Butthole.
Tongue punching a dirt star?
Yeah. Is it a butthole?
Is it
Does your imagination? No, it
does. They can toss your salad.
Exactly. I'm a nice little innocent boy. I don't know what that means.
He's a nice little Indian boy who's got his lance thrown.
I've heard this man say several racial slurs.
I have never said. I don't say bad things ever. I've never said a bad thing ever.
You don't need to prove yourself.
The
listeners can judge for themselves.
Go about five pots.
I'm trying to show off for time.
I just say nice things about good everybody.
Exclusively against Asians, though.
I love the Asians. I love the Asian community.
Well, here's the thing.
They make wonderful cars.
You can't be racist against a group who technically aren't people. Asian community are not human.
See, David. So David's the one that says all
things. Since race is like it's connected
he's
to
not even
human
joking
being
right now. That's no, it's not connected.
Race is connected to human beings, and if the Asian community is not human beings, you can't
stop
be racist.
Stop trying to.
I'm
going to use a slur. I've heard this referring to. Referring
so
to.
So he says it. He says it.
I said it.
Did you ever see that video of his, like, fucking spring break at Daytona Beach or something, and there's that fat white guy who's like, everyone's loving him, everyone's hyping him up because he's going off, and then he makes a mistake of saying that, and there's tons of black people around, and immediately you can just see the fall of this guy, and he's trying to explain it as everyone's just like groaning and walking
he's
away.
Like,
no, guys,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's Mark. You don't remember that was probably two pads ago that we were talking about some sort of. I'm not going to refer to,
but you mentioned it now.
Yeah, but I
so
mentioned
there,
it. In passive,
so you're an awful person.
No, I didn't say what.
We've been through this. Mark's a lovable scumbag.
I'm
an adorable scumbag.
You can say the N word. You cannot say. That is not your word.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he doesn't get to say sand. That's what he.
Well, that was the first time I ever heard of that word.
I mean, Hawaiians is volcano.
Well, no, not that. I mean, sand compared. Never mind. Whatever.
Yeah.
Talking about Tuscan Raiders, that we didn't have.
Yeah, we were.
No, you weren't.
Congratulations.
I don't think that's what that means. Isn't it like Middle Eastern people?
That's exactly, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, so now you're the racist for thinking about it.
Yeah. I knew.
Everybody's a racist.
I'm not. I hate everyone equally.
Yeah.
By definition,
we're all evil because we're men.
This is a great tangent to stay on. Yeah. This is great.
It's racism. But
we always
we're
going to
talk about
somewhere.
Movies.
Me and David were talking about, because Mulan is coming out soon. Or it's already out now. So you said you saw the scene where it's like I'm a woman.
Yeah, the stereotypical I am woman. I'm stronger than you.
Oh,
yeah. Be shamed
that you're a bad girl.
This is what we're doing. Like,
yeah.
Everyone take a nice
It'll
chunk
be great
of that,
when it fits a woman.
That male guilt.
Yeah,
it's just hot water. Oat meal and just cancel it.
It's just hot water. It's just oil, like water is still boiling on the stove. That's our soup right there.
Yeah, that's
we gotta just take a
soup.
Spoonful
that's guilt.
Of that.
Soup.
I mean, isn't that the whole animated movie too? Just like
no, Mulan. No, that was an encouraging story of a female working her way through a male oriented like profession.
Live action version wasn't any of that.
Yeah, because she was like, hey. We're all equal.
I guess
I know you guys hate me because I'm a woman, but you acknowledge me for my skill. I'm not shoving in your face.
I guess
that's
it's
cool.
I guess it's just, is there an obvious agenda that they're trying to put
Yeah, because, like, right. The one clip of Mulan I saw, like, you know, like, the
Jamie pull
the
up.
Little exercise?
Jamie.
Like, in the Lexi anime series where they're walking. I had Lexi saying here, but she's not here to pull anything up right now. She's our producer. I'm here to pull out for you.
I said pull it up, not pull it out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You got me all horned up for you, Brendan. Look at that nice dark skin. Anyways, you know, like when they're like walking the giant like tubs of water up the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like you know they're all having trouble, but in the live action era, all the guys are having trouble. Like, oh my back. And then we're all just chilling.
She's got it.
And then she just turns back and smiles at them like, ha, I am woman.
Yeah.
And then she's walking.
Eat up that guilt suit, man.
Yeah.
That's what people disliked about the Batgirl trailer. It's like she just kind of stepped into that role completely unearned.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this is mine. I got this. I'm automatically better than the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But no one cares, right? Because you do that, and then everyone goes, huh?
Well, there's
did
that,
the chick say something?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's that dialogue in it where she's like, oh, this is the bad suit. And he's like, Lucia's like, it's pretty cool, right? And he's like, it'll be cooler when it fits a woman. And I was like,
she did that, and you know what everyone else did?
Boo.
Huh?
Did the woman say something without being spoken to?
I was really hoping since Ruby Rose left, they were going to just make it a Batman show and just call it that.
Just call it Batman.
Keep it Batgirl. But it's
obviously Batman. Help the trans... The trans group help them out.
Jeez.
So technically,
don't you dare.
It's a man actor, but he's actually a woman in the show. So yeah, there you go, transgenders.
Look at that, man. Look at how
Mark's being progressive.
Even in the progressive landscape.
Look how progressive I am. Look how progressive I am, dude.
I'd have to go into hiding as a Batman.
I'm progressive.
Again. After BBS, I had to go into hiding. And then I came out.
Dude, for Suicide Squad.
As you were in a Batman shirt. Remember how hyped we were when the BVS trailer came out? We were in my mom's living room.
Oh, my God.
Screaming at the top of our lungs.
That trailer, ugh. And, like, I was telling these guys, like, we went to go see the movie, and then I enjoyed it greatly, and then I was like, wait.
I heard that. So true.
Wait. Yeah. There's something, okay.
Yeah. You lost interest.
So disappointing.
It's not interest. It's the second time you see it, you're like, the hype is gone. Yeah. Now I'm seeing it.
I remember seeing that movie in theaters. I took, like, some younger kids with me that were like little brothers of my friends. Just
kind of pedophile.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was very pedophile.
I took some young boys with me.
Oh yeah,
and we had a good time
in my van with the ladder on the back of it.
Calm down, Epstein.
I threw him in. I told him, hey, I need to put a bag over your head.
Potato.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross. I put a bag over your head and a bag over mine.
Yep. You guys want to be here?
Condom joke now.
You know, I didn't get that until just.
I know. If I don't see the disgust right in your face,
right over my head.
It's so wonderful because David just bombed right now. David just hella bombed right now. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not doing this for the comedy factor.
You
did this. He was trying to be funny. You just very subtle joke, and then have to explain it
because I'm just waiting. I just pause. I'm like,
you know what makes a joke really sick? I need to explain it.
Oh yeah, this is why it's funny.
See, you're welcome.
It's like a magician.
I know I was talking shit, but can I have a sip of that?
She's gonna spit it.
Coronavirus!
By the way, it was very clean. Theater was very, very clean.
Was it empty? Well, how many people were
there? There's three other people.
Okay, cool.
Whoa. You went to the movies?
Oh, yeah, went to the movies. On Sonora.
Like, literally right now?
You just got back.
Yeah, what'd you see?
Tenet.
How was it?
Dude.
Don't you dare.
Okay, I'm not gonna spoil nothing, but, like, at first, I was like, okay, I get it. I totally get how this works now. But then they brought in, like, because the whole movie's like a mission.
Right, right.
The entire, like, it starts from there, and I was like, okay, I get how this works. It's almost like a current. Mm-hmm. But it's not that.
Is it the inexplicable, like, weird
logic
loophole?
I don't know if this will be spoiler.
Every Nolan movie has,
It's
love is the answer.
It's an object. I'll say that much.
Is it a totem?
It's a Beanie Baby.
It's a Beanie
Babies. Yes, we're going back to the 90s. That's the whole. We're going nostalgic.
What I tell you?
A whole lot of SpongeBob. It was weird how the movie ended. Pete and Pete showed up. Yes.
Right.
All that. The whole cast of all that just showed up.
So a film like this requires three. Like one.
Dude, I did not get it the first time. I might have to watch it a third time.
A third time? Watch it twice?
Well, no, I'm just saying today because I really didn't get it. I was like,
okay.
I don't know how this works, man.
Okay, Mark. You're
What movie theater?
It was in Sonora. It was the
going by Walmart.
Yeah. The Stadium 10.
Is that legal? Because I'm about to take Raina up to Sonora right now.
We drove
past the movie theaters the other day downtown. What the fuck is the purpose of having posters on the walls outside the new movies?
Yes,
Ted it. And I'm like,
you know what it is?
Why?
It's just a reminder of the thing you can't have.
Exactly.
It's probably in the. I think each facility has a set. I think Regal itself opened.
Yeah. Well,
each
the lady said that in Northern California, there's only 5 theaters open right now, and one of them is in Sonora. Yeah.
Where's the other 4?
I don't know. St. Helena.
Where?
St. Helena.
That sounds like the place is far.
No, it's about 2 hours from here.
Greece.
It's up in the clouds.
Jeez. Okay, the third.
That's the only one I know, because I was originally going to go to St. Helena at first. I was like...
About to drive 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah, today.
I like your wallet, I'm sorry.
Put it down.
No, it's mine now.
Oh, is that one of those wallets that's
that's that graphite one.
Yeah,
like,
it's
people
cool.
People can't steal your information.
Mm-hmm. That's what, like, when you watch, like, self-help
fun
stuff.
Fun fact, the wallet is worth more than the contents of it.
I'm really hoping not.
That's very true.
$3,000 wallet.
It's like 60
Jesus.
Bucks.
It's not a testament to how expensive it is. It's just a testament to how broke I am right now.
All that money that should have been in that wallet is the wallet.
It's in the wallet. Yeah.
Thinking about selling the wallet.
Invested into that wallet. It's cool wallet.
No, Blade.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
I like how Ty, like, it was like laughing at you guys.
He's like, hey, bro, my wallet, right? This man's a Pizza Planet wallet.
Yeah, this is a gift from my
family. I've never seen you had a good wallet. Like, I've never seen this man have a good wallet.
How are you
talking about? This is beautiful.
This is awesome. I've kept this in better condition than my other Batman.
No, you had, like, a Batman one that
was... Yeah, it was, like, destroyed.
At the seams, it was gonna fall apart.
Yeah, I don't care.
Now you have this one. There's no way you've had it long, but it already looks like you've had it for 8 years.
I probably had it for maybe 6, but... I mean, I'll take that. You got a good. I mean, no. Tyler's got like.
Okay,
eight,
so David is
800.
Just put my wallet inside.
And now he's gonna take.
And now he's gonna take.
he's gonna
put Brennan's wallet inside of. Oh, he's putting his.
Oh, that's what he's doing. Yu-Gi-Oh cards in here. What do you have?
Point. Your wallet's too big.
Supreme rage.
Is it?
Because I can fit. Minimalism. My friend.
Nah. We're on Matt Davila.
How much? Where am I? Oh, look, there's a book in there.
What? Give it up.
What? I've just been robbed. It's fine. Reparations. It's
my wallet now.
Oh, my God.
Here you go.
But you're Italian. It's prepared. You've been through this last pod. You're Italian. Solved.
Black Lives Matter, yo. No, Rosa saw how bad my Batman wallet was. She's like, new one. So I'm like, cool.
Damn, and now it's just falling apart too.
No, what are you talking to see? Look at
dude, that thing was rough.
Just like your pants.
That thing.
Like
your pony fell off.
Look at the curve.
This man just does not care about the quality of his things.
I love this picture. It looks like you're fighting the power.
Why does this man have three IDs like he's a Russian spy?
Well, one of them was when I was like 16, another was a redo, and this one is the new type of ID that the real ID. I think that's what it's called.
Is your name really Brendan?
I know what you mean.
No, it's
Jose. It's real, as in it's his first legit.
It'd be cool if Brendan was a spy, but he's just lazy. he had a job, but he's been taking
full America next week.
It's just been taking him like 6 years.
He's like, oh my God. I guess.
Dominic, I planted charges a month ago. I will double America next week. I understand. There is a timeline. It is 2021. I understand.
Your revolution is not. It will not be televised.
Oh, can we get a taco first? I love America.
Some guy is in a basement somewhere getting his teeth pulled. They're like, where's Brendan at?
The job again.
He's supposed to be. He's on teeth pulling. On the way.
He's supposed to bring the pliers.
Brendan's got the secret serum. He's got the truth serum that would prevent the teeth pulling from happening. What is brother Brendan? What is this man?
I'm a Russian. Why can't it be like Wakandan or like Ethiopian?
Because you're Russian. Because no, we don't expect you to be Russian. That's why. We'd expect to be.
No, black people.
That's just how lazy you are.
It's like whatever, man.
Like, we are French. Why are we speaking accent to Russian?
Jeez.
There you go.
Whatever, man.
They never see it coming.
They'll see it coming eventually.
Eventually they will.
Yeah. But, so I hate you for seeing Tenet.
I'm pretty mad.
Dude, it was wonderful.
I haven't seen you in like 8 years. I'm still upset.
Yeah, 8 years. Yeah, no, I just see Tyler at the random in that years. You seen Tenet without me?
All the movies you missed.
That sounds like a real friendship.
His whole list, every movie since like 2003.
We're going to catch up on every single movie we missed in that year. We're watching all the Avenger movies.
So what'd you guys think of Star Wars 9?
Oh, God.
That's at least
beautiful. I haven't seen the last two Star Wars movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I checked out mentally. Yeah, this is not that great, guys.
You're good.
It was the greatest thing since Schindler's List, I will say.
It's not great.
What happened in the movie was... Oh, Project Power.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about Tenet.
Eventually we'll get around to that.
There you go,
I didn't finish Tenet either, by the way.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I started like 40 minutes. But I didn't want to miss it, because I knew we were doing 3 o'clock, so I was like...
Oh, damn, that's
That's very nice.
Wait,
that's
wasn't your nice ticket at 11?
Yeah, bro, that's a 3-hour
like
movie.
Minutes late.
Oh, shoot, no way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, we're going to have to like all go watch it again.
Yeah.
Tenet.
Dude, but like that, even the soundtrack, it's like that bassy, like, dubstep.
You see it in IMAX?
No.
Is your Regal Unlimited working now?
Yeah, it cost me 50 cents.
Oh, crap, that means they're charging me. I didn't even realize. Oh, man.
I don't think they're still, I don't think they're charging that still, because it's not in our local area.
You had the Unlimited.
Yeah, but I mean, if it works, it works.
Talk about the only membership you ever need.
Yeah, I love it so much. That 50 cents. And then if it's free, if you just show up, that's...
Feels so good. Just, I
spent $3 this month on movies, which would have been 80.
Especially if you're going in couples, because then really have to pay for one.
Yeah.
And then you just...
Oh, yeah, you used to have that.
We're trying to sound like a Regal ad right now. But, dude, the discounts at the concessions? Amazing.
Yeah,
10%
off. What?
Amazing. Instant.
You know how easy it is to rack up points on there, too?
So easy.
Yeah, and you can get like every third movie, you'll get like a small popcorn and soda.
At least that.
Yeah.
And then you just pay an extra $2 to upgrade from the commercial.
We really are just jacking off Regal right now.
How much? They were only giving me 10% off.
It's outrageous.
It's ridiculous. Like, oh, I'm going to pay $8 for a $10 popcorn. I saved $2. Big whoop.
Yeah.
That's still $2, though. You can
That Regal stuff, you have to be going to the movies a lot.
Yeah.
And then the points, I think,
was you do
for
go
every
a lot,
$10.
You go like once or twice a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Yeah.
If you go, what is it? If you go three times.
You'll make your money back.
Yeah.
I mean, even like once, really.
Oh, yeah. It really is just once.
Because, I mean, a movie ticket is like $12.
Yeah.
Right.
You're paying 20.
Yeah. So, like, just two times you break, not even break even, you actually
Probably come on top. Yeah. I bet you movie price is going to go up to at least like 13, 14 after this whole Corona thing.
Well, we say like 12, 15, but it is like 13, 10.
God, they got to make up for the lost taxes and all that.
Well, I'm talking about now.
And plus like two after. Now, because like, when I was in there, man, they were doing all kinds of like everything. They had brought like a team in to clean. So like to clean up the auditorium, so it wasn't like the Monsters Inc. people were in there. Actually, clean literally, awesome. Dude, it was like people with, like the suits just like spraying like disinfected on that the rails
so
and everything.
Unsustainable. Yeah. So unsustainable.
Yeah, and Sonora only has like what like 10 like, people. Yeah,
so it says 10 people in there. The lady was like, "Oh my god, you came, come back, please, spend more money."
She remembered you from yesterday.
Which one?
The lady from the concession stand, or like from the ticket place?
Oh no, it was like some old lady.
Oh, okay. Is that your phone? That's yours.
No,
it's your phone. That's one of you guys' phones.
That's yours. I can hear.
Very unprofessional of you.
It's not yours.
Yeah.
It's yours.
It's Mark's.
I don't know where my phone is.
It's probably yours.
It is Mark's phone.
Oh, it's actually absolutely mine. I'm sorry, guys.
We have no idea where I put my phone at.
What is the surprise? A white man blames a black man.
Speaking of which, this Project Power movie.
It's fun.
It was like I wanted to hate it. I was like, this is kind of lame, but I couldn't think of a reason to. So I just don't.
I think that not from the storytelling aspect. I think it's just their approach to superpowers.
Yeah.
Like I was explaining to you, like we've watched it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So there was what was his name? The crack dealer, the white guy who died in like the first 5 minutes.
Newt.
Yeah. I liked how
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. You know how like the Human Torch, he'll like engulf himself in flames, but his skin won't burn because he has that extra ability of being protected.
Yeah.
Whereas these powers don't. Like if you're on fire, your skin chars to the bone. If you are like the dude Joseph Gordon-Levitt got shot, but his skin was still burning. Right. I was like, oh.
If you explode, you explode every time.
Yeah.
I did like too like the premise of like the power of like it's mixed animal DNA.
Yes.
Right. It's all the best parts of every animal.
Interesting.
And somehow it works on us humans.
Yeah.
It's like we could take like vitamins.
Dude, as soon as he said the thing about the shrimp, because I knew about that animal, I was like,
Yeah.
Is it gonna move fast? Is it gonna
fast?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Usually those are the parts of the movies I really hate when they build up a certain person's power.
Mm-hmm.
And it just
it's
like
lame.
Fizzles.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yeah. But then this time, like
you can turn your head around like an owl.
Yeah. Or something. Or like they just like even then they're just building themselves up as they're activating their power. But then, like, this whole movie, like, you know, they kind of, like, throw snippets here and there to build up to it. Even, like, the way the guy just talks. He's like, am I lying? Am I lying? That, like, just that phrase, am I lying, just adds, like, another layer of, like, I don't know, like, it just appeals to me so much more, like, than it would normally would.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
I think it would have been better if Jaden Smith played,
Oh, speaking of which, I was telling Tyler, I was like, I'm so happy. I was like, I just want to let you know how much I hate Will Smith at this point. You know, he was like, but it wasn't Will Smith doing the movie. I was like, I know, Jamie Foxx is amazing.
I got this man, like, somewhat mad yesterday, just bringing up Will Smith. So
Will
I was so
Smith
angry.
Did you?
Amazing.
He's amazing.
He's garbage.
Like, he's so great.
He's garbage. What do you think?
I mean, he's, look, when you get older... Eventually what happens is you get some mileage, you know what I mean? No. Your charm isn't so...
What? Like I said, one of the most recent films...
Look, but here's the thing. Will Smith
are above 25% Rotten Tomatoes.
The best one of like 30 movies, all above 25%.
That were no more than 60%. Which, 50-60% I'll give you is perfect mediocrity. Tale,
the worst example to use.
But still, like, what is Shark Tale's like, what?
Okay, but that's like an overall body work. I'm talking about, like, now, because everything he does now, he's like, I'm good at shooting stuff.
Aladdin. Bad Boys.
Aladdin. Boom.
The Fresh
Prince
of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Aladdin, he was good at shooting stuff.
I
was
of Happiness.
I just said recent and above 25%, you slut.
I was talking David on the way over here about how obviously Will Smith has missed a career calling. I think he should go back and retroactively write a rap song for every single movie he's done. Every movie, and then make an album called The Pursuit of Rappiness.
I'd buy it.
And then make a movie out of that.
Yes.
I like how Brandon, the only black man, like loved that joke.
I love it.
He threw his head back and everything.
Dude, Will Smith is amazing.
He's garbage.
Did you see his hook on Jordan Lucas's
So good.
Ooh.
Come on now.
Ooh.
Come on.
And he's good at shooting stuff.
Yeah, we gotta remember that fact.
That's every movie he does now. Will Smith,
and his children are not
failures. Just shoots stuff. Look at Will Smith just shoot this thing. All three of those things I shot.
He's really bad at curing zombies.
Yeah,
very bad.
But he can shoot the crap out of one. Man, God damn.
Can he not?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, dead.
That's
I didn't even need to look. I just pointed.
That movie scares me.
I Am Legend. I love I Am Legend.
It reminds me of dude with Corona. I have a theory. Hear me out. So Corona will attack the brain. It will attack some part of the brain that will stop us from feeling pain. And then it will like adjust our adrenaline level, so they'll be off the real life zombies. Dude, can't feel pain. We're hyped
either,
up on
either Corona moment. Or the vaccine.
Didn't Solar Opposites do this?
Did they? I don't know.
Yeah, they did. Remember when the little ones like had like flowers on their head?
No, that doesn't count. That wasn't a virus. That was just a thing that they did.
Yeah, but like it mixed. Like their pheromones like mixed.
Yeah, well one like
when
like,
a human people... breathed it in, like they were just ripping each other apart.
No. That was when they combined.
Wasn't that Rick and Morty?
No, that was Solar Opposites.
Okay. Yeah, like
I heard
girl...
you shout them out on last
yeah.
Part.
Yeah.
Great show. Have you guys seen it?
Yes. Yeah, yes. So yes. The girl's pheromones made people love. Like they both made each other love, and then when the guy and the girl's pheromones, they were like,
they just started ripping it like poltergeist. Oh, okay. Just ripping each other's face off.
I'm thinking that Cronenberg episode of Rick and Morty.
Oh,
the Rick Potion 9 or whatever.
That episode always terrified the.
You know what's terrifying is the freeze to death scene on
Project Power.
Yeah. Holy crap! There's like the lady is in
the
and how grisly is it that she's freezing to death and there's like all this stuff going on in the background, right? Like the main character, like Jamie Foxx, is there. He's shooting. And they're not even, it's like in the periphery. They're just showing her painful death.
That's her fault for not being able to control that, though. She's an idiot. I'm
glad
she died.
That's how that
terrible,
works.
Terrible. You saw like her fingers are coming off, right?
God,
it's like she's pulling it off because it's so cold. And but like, do you feel pain like that? Like when it freezes?
Well, hypothermia is like you get numb.
Yeah.
So she didn't feel that finger coming off.
But then again,
but I guess
it
was
not how the pill works.
It was happening so fast that it was like
on adrenaline.
Maybe like internally as well. It was just like her.
I'm thinking like even though like it enhances her ability,
yeah, her body probably was just
but their physical being is also enhanced. So like maybe she could still feel all of it because of like whatever chemicals are in that pill, along with her powers.
Yeah. It could have been. I mean, like they don't really explain like what the pill really gives you, like a drug.
I would say it's like My Hero Academia. This movie is My Hero Academia, dude. Yeah, it's like the powers, like
Macadamia.
My Hero Academia.
Macadamia.
Yeah, because you know, like the powers don't affect them to a certain point, but then if they overuse the powers, then it starts hurting them themselves.
Yeah,
right.
It's like a physical thing. Yeah, because like you were saying, like how like even though he was too hot, like to a point he could control it, but then like his skin started getting like burned and cracked also.
My impression was that he, even though the power was that he burst into flames and could just find her in that period, it was the come down. Like after the 5 minutes passed, he went back to normal, but he was still
on fire.
That could work. Yeah,
impression. I don't know.
I always compare it to like the Flash with the Speed Force, because the Flash in himself can move super fast, but the Speed Force has a bunch of other mini powers. Like he can protect him from the G's. Gotcha. His bones don't shatter. He can pick somebody else up and they don't feel the G's when they run. Yeah. So
all the stuff you need.
Yeah, he's not like
not having being useless.
He's not a walking nuclear bomb. Right.
Yeah. Or like what's like A-Train from, have you seen The Boys?
I still haven't.
Dude, that show's ridiculous. It's so gross, but it's so
still haven't shared that account though. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Wait, where can you watch
Shirk?
Amazon Prime.
I have Amazon Prime.
They just use his account.
He went to go see Ted without me. So forget you.
So I get the share.
I know, I'm gonna go again and be like, Tyler. Hey,
guys.
Hey, I was looking for you in there, bro.
I
thought you were in there, man. I was like, I'm glad I found you, bro. Let's go.
Just chilling in his car waiting for you. Just waiting for you. Slip up.
I'm waiting for that theater to open, too.
Yeah. Hey, he's going to have the guy from Cheaters waiting for you, too. He's like, what the hell is this, Mark? Mark, are you watching Tenet without...
Chris
Tyler
Hansen
again?
Shows up to you.
Yeah,
but for a totally different thing.
Yeah,
I was planning your anniversary. Again. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Chris Hansen's here now.
Tyler, it's not what it looks like. No, it's I just got here. No, we have video of you watching Tenet twice without Tyler.
Yeah,
they show you the video just chilling there.
With a 15-year-old girl.
Oh god!
Oh no!
Chris Hansen.
I was gonna say that's why Hansen showed up. Like, oh, that's why Hansen's here. Okay.
Oh, Cheaters and Catch a Predator.
Why don't you have a seat?
Okay, I was watching the movie.
Oh no, bro, I was looking for you, Chris, in the theater.
Yeah. Cool segue, speaking of 15-year-old
girls. I knew this was going to happen.
The pedophile thing?
No, I'm talking about the chick, the rapper girl in
Project
Power. Oh, how
annoying was that?
Oh, you didn't?
God, that just dragged the whole movie down for me.
That I hated that part.
Come on.
Is there a way to show that she was a good rapper and that was a cool part of her character without it just being so cringy?
Like, we had to stop the movie. She, like, rapped us in bed.
Right.
It was just like, they cringed to death. That's what happened.
Different
rapping right at you.
The first time she rapped, was fine because I thought she was singing one of Twitter's songs.
Yeah, with the trailer,
that was fine. But then, like in the classroom scene outside, I was like, just end it, you know.
And it wasn't even real.
Yeah.
Come
on now.
I think if she wasn't put on the spot both times, it would have been better. If it was just like,
yeah, you want to be a rapper? Let's hear it.
More seamless, right?
Oh, but then Jamie Foxx like.
Looks like, if Sprite has taught me anything, little girls can do whatever they want.
Wait, what?
You ever seen that Sprite commercial where like, the girl's like, I'm a director.
You're on the weird part of the internet, bro.
Yeah, every theater you see, there's a Sprite
commercial. Part of the internet where little girls doing whatever they want. This is not okay, Mark.
The one with LeBron. On Minor Tube.
With LeBron, right? Or T-Pain? On that Sprite
movie. Bro, it's like you haven't seen this new Sprite one where she like goes to a store and she's like rapping. It's like I'm a
mobile. Yeah,
I'm making video games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like my own business.
I'm the best rapper.
Gary
Vee
now.
I'm Gary Vee.
All right, cool. Drink Sprite.
We should insert hashtag save the children. Every single time one of us makes a pedophile joke.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be hashtag pretty soon.
Yeah, so
everyone's silent. So I can just have a nice, clean, edible.
Speaking of which.
Hashtag save the children.
Speaking of which, you know that's about to be a long...
You guys laughing in the background every single time.
Oh, God, that's so cute.
You can put your booms in your
That's going to be a law, though, right? Like, it's called, like, the 10 law?
No, we're not going this route.
Wait, what?
We're not going this route. This is too fucked up.
No. You need the...
Oh, Tyler's hurting.
Yeah. I'm hurting.
It's disgusting. That's what it is. Because, like, all the thing that's left is for the governor to sign off on this new law that's going to pass. It's legal for... if there's a minor that's 10 years apart from an adult, it's legal for them to do it.
No.
So if you're 20,
so it's still not legal.
Right?
So there's still the age of consent being 18.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's 10 and up.
10.
You don't have to register as a sex offender if the child was consenting. So a 24-year-old and like a 14-year-old could have sex together.
Oh my
God.
And that 24-year-old doesn't have to be registered as a sex offender, and the penalties are just way less, and so like way less jail time, you know, like whatever penalties you would
I knew we would get here at some point. I just knew it would, dude.
Mark called it. Mark did call it.
Pedophile made that law.
You knew?
I bet you.
He let it happen. You bastard.
You can't, man. I'm telling you.
He spent upon like a little miniature time machine, like, Tyler, let me show you. It had to happen. Tyler,
he's just watching it happen.
I just come in the pod. Bro, Tyler's nuts over here, dude.
The only way that law makes sense is if it's like the 60s, and it's like, hello, June. I know you're 14, and I'm 20. Let's make love.
This is Knife Girl 07.
That's good. Knife Girl 07.
Oh,
no, but I was saying this, like, look, man. Remember back then, like being gay was, like, that was villainized. Right, yeah. And then now we're cool with it.
It's like it's whatever.
You know what I mean? Like now you're an awful person if you don't like it.
Yeah.
But like I figured, like okay, if you're gonna do that, like pedophilia, at some point, somebody's gonna be like,
No, come on, there's
a group out there. They're trying to get. I think Lexi was telling me about it. They're trying.
Yeah,
to,
there's a documentary. Basically, Nambla.
People with
Nambla.
Like pedophilic,
Nambla?
Yeah,
like
Nambla.
Wants,
Nambla.
Yeah.
Or they want to be under the hood
LGBT,
of LGBT.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called Nambla. Yeah.
Put a P in there.
Oh God. Stop having letters.
Also, yeah, I got it.
It's called the alphabets.
There's, like, symbols in there and stuff.
Yeah, jeez.
But, yeah, there's, like, transageism.
What?
You could choose your age. Like I'm a 4-year-old sick fuck, but
yeah.
I identify as a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro killed some girl with that one time. She's like, why
yes,
aren't you 60?
Yes, yes. Oh, I saw that clip.
She's like, how old are you? Why aren't you 60?
Why can't you choose your age? She's so just quick on it. She's like,
Actually, I don't agree with you, Mark, that being okay with LGBT also means that there's a logical progression towards being okay with pedophilia. I actually don't agree with that.
But because the way I'm looking at it is like people will say, okay, this is wrong until enough people come with reason to go, okay, I see why this is not wrong anymore. Right? Because it's usually like a source. Like usually like being gay was like a religious thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was like being like.
But you're saying back in the day they hated it for religious reasons.
Yeah, it was
right.
It was
but
religious
now
thing.
Religion's starting
like,
to fade out, and now people are like, okay,
yeah,
gay's cool.
Exactly.
But now
yes.
We hate you.
Gay
if you hate
is okay.
Gays.
Being gay is okay. That's what I'm saying. Like pedophilia, at some point, somebody's gonna look at the source and either go like logistically, okay, this is either not okay or gay. And David is dying.
I want to hear this part through.
Why am I hitting so hard?
So you wouldn't die.
Look up. It helps. Italian trick. Cough.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's how you end the scenes all the time, Tyler.
So, I mean, the only way I could see that...
coronavirus.
Hold me closer in.
Yeah, got
COVID spreading all over the place.
Tell Scarlett I don't do my dad.
So, the only way I can see that happening is if it's not... because whenever you're pedophilia, you automatically pair it with like rape and all these other disgusting, crazy, bad things. The only way I can see that happening is if pedophiles, like, there's enough pedophiles that don't act on it. It's just
somebody just logistically comes and looks. That's the only way. This 16-year-old or 17-year-old is okay with it, and you know they understand what they're getting into. It's just there's gonna be some reasoning.
The age of consent is 16. Yeah, right. So, that's,
but not 10. That's ridiculous. You know, 10-year-olds are dummies. Okay.
I was gonna say anything below
18-year-olds are dummies.
Really. I was gonna say if
you're in high school, you're stupid. Geez. That's just what it is.
I would have consented to anything at 10.
Oh, you probably did. Okay.
We're talking about Grandpa's spoonful of whiskey here.
Oh, yeah. There's parts of his childhood he doesn't remember anymore.
I'm just saying, like, hey, yeah, one day,
he's a very open 10-year-old.
He was 5 years old, and then tomorrow he was 10 somehow. He doesn't remember the past 5 years.
Listen. Oh, jeez. It's weird. I don't see it happening within the next, like, 20 to 30 years.
It'll take a cool minute.
My point is just that, like, homosexuality is just, it's at the end of the day, whatever it is, it's consenting adults. Mm, adults, yeah, right, consenting. Right, right. Like, you have to have
the agency.
just your brain being
formed. That is a good point, because I mean, if you're gay, especially if you're like in your 20s, you're already making choices on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We don't let hell. We don't let 14-year-olds do anything. We don't let them sign mortgages or get credit cards. Yeah. Why would we let them?
Oh, yeah. You were making the same argument for like, a 10-year-old says, "Oh, mom, dad, I'm a female."
Yeah.
And then they get pumped full of hormones, right? Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Rogan did a pod on that. There was a lady on there that was talking about. She was kind of comparing it to like this infectious thing where like if you're in a group of peers and your peers are all doing it, and this kid's like, "Oh, I feel this way. I want to be a man or a woman," but it's a big percentage is because they're seeing their peers, and then when they get to a certain, they're like, "Dang, what did I do?"
Yeah.
And you know what? I think the other side of it too, going against my own self, is that if pedophilia, there really is only one person saying that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is okay. What, like the pedophile?
Yeah.
The child really won't get much of a say.
The false dichotomy is, or the false argument is that you could have consent when you're under 18. And that's where it breaks down. It's like an adult can make that decision. I just got dizzy out of a sudden. but a child can't.
Right. Well, this is what you do.
Yeah, a child doesn't know.
If you want to do this thing with a 10-year-old, then involve their parents. Be like, "Hey, mom, dad, can I have sex with your kid?" And then when they say no, it's over.
Yeah. Well, that's probably happened to Brendan. You know, that's why he doesn't remember this past 5 years.
Oh, yeah. it's all just a blank.
His dad's like, "Oh, hey, Pappy, yeah, come on in."
Oh, yeah.
Brendan's in his room. Whiskey. He's waiting for you. He put up his soundproof boards and everything.
There's like some song that's going to train.
I saw your parents at somewhere. Trader Joe's or something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, they're going to say like...
Trader Joe's?
Think it was Trader Joe's.
I think it's like Secrets or something.
Oh my gosh. Susie's.
Susie's, there you go.
Mexican cuisine. Okay.
Stop.
I took someone
topical
there.
Jokes.
I'm sure they ate out real good.
I thought that was a steakhouse for real.
Yeah, this dude freaking thought it was a steakhouse. Yeah. Let's go. Oh, wait.
I literally was like passing up Susie's. And I was like,
I've been there like 12 times.
Yeah.
There's still no steaks.
And they still have steaks, But they have steaks. They just have a nice restaurant.
It's like a lot of rope.
I can just tell by
the way. It's a lot of rope.
That's a place for naughty things.
I see you coming out there. Oh, Mark. Brendan, I was looking for you in there, dude. I found you already. Good.
Chris Hansen's in there already.
Yeah, Chris Hansen's already in there.
Jeez.
So you're buying toys for $14.
Speaking of Project Power. Actually, no, I have one more point. We were talking about the trans thing. Mm. So there's
You're waiting for me to say something, actually.
No, I wasn't, but you brought up the point of... Because we started talking about this later.
Yeah, they're all going to hell. Yeah.
Maybe I already talked about this. Mm. And I was drunk, so I can't remember. Yeah. But there's a word for when a 10-year-old identifies as like the opposite gender, but then as they get older they just go back on it and they just say that they're gay or whatever gender they are.
Ignorance.
Oh my gosh. Okay, alright, we can exit this topic.
So it's a phase.
That's really a phase, right?
Listen,
and it's something like 80%. So like imagine like your kid is 10 and they say, "Papa, I'm a
the Italian's coming.
I know I have a little schween between my legs, but I'm actually a girl, right?" Yeah. There's an 80% chance that by the time they're older, they will no longer have that. They'll just identify as gay, not trans. Mm. So what is the logic between still putting them on hormone blockers and
So wait till they're like, don't change your. I mean, do what you got to do. Just don't change your physiology for something that you can't comprehend.
That's gonna be something they do, though. Yeah. I feel like if
they're doing it. They're doing it. Right
no, but like a kid has to like you have to earn that. Like literally.
What do you do?
How much dads have to suck?
Yeah. I'd say probably like 7.
Wow.
7. Yeah, 7's a good number. It's just one above 6.
It's a complete number.
It's not a double digit number. It's 7 is a good number. Yeah.
7 is complete.
It's a holy number, yes.
Would they like open the... I'm not going to...
Can we stop, guys? This is why I didn't want to get into this.
I'm just like, saying...
Who brought this up? Who's culpable?
You.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
what was the start? Okay. What's your power?
We start off with the 10 and under law. We start with the 0 currency.
Yes. Who brought that up? Was that you?
You did.
I did not bring... No.
What?
I was vehemently against it.
It's like that Spider-Man.
Yeah. Come on now.
It was Brendan.
It was Brendan.
Well, what do you
do? Anyway. I want to have a serious discussion. And then
last point on it. Last point.
If a cop was here, he would pin it on Brendan.
Probably. Yeah, most likely.
Oh, it's Brendan's fault. So we're on agreement.
Sprinkle a little cocaine on it. Okay, let's get out of here.
Hold the spot. Listen, at 10 years old, I wanted to be Batman. At 23 years old, I still want to be Batman. So I...
Why don't you have the surgery then? You're not serious. You don't have the surgery for it.
I'll get the silicone.
No, bleach your skin first.
Wow. Are there any black Batmans?
Yeah. Criminal. Well,
same on the eye.
Guilty.
Makeup, for sure.
Guilty. Yeah.
There's a character called Batwing. He's Lucius Fox's son. He has a mech suit.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty cool.
You would save on the eye makeup.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. It's just yeah.
He has a Gucci suit.
Wow.
Oh my.
The real Batman would probably be like, who's your makeup guy? I can't see your eyes at all.
They're actually in DC. It. They're planning on doing a African American Batman.
That's awesome. That's
but, cool. Like, not a revamp of Bruce Wayne, but, like, a version of a bat that's... You
know, yeah!
I would just like to say on the record, I'm not okay with that.
How
just,
dare you?
Just representation. Can we recast T'Challa as a white guy?
Yeah, the white panther. What can't
the
be
white panther? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the god. Bro, Mosk is actually
PC,
a white panther.
It's PC.
Bro, no killer as a black panther.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am
all bloated. He would fit in the suit.
With his throat cancer.
These are
actual
for cancer jokes. Okay, first of all, we talked about King T'Challa. We've done a...
As a group, no, he did a pod on it.
Yeah, I just felt like talking about it. I was like, due to have colon cancer for that long, and to just work, because I'm sure...
16-hour days, the transformations. People don't know how hard it is to do a transformation like that, let alone in the 3 months that they're given, you know?
That you get to rest.
And nobody knew about this man was doing movie after movie. He was
That's what made me see him in a better light. Because, the fact that he didn't, popularize it, I have cancer, you know? Mm-hmm. He kept it to himself, family and friends knew. That's a real charity case. I felt sad when I found out he died, but I was like, okay... Bummer, and I just moved on with my life.
This man,
and then I was making fun of it.
This
after.
Man, I'm glad he died.
I'm glad he died.
I was like, man, just leave me. Like, no lie, I was telling these guys, I was in tears for like 2 hours.
Dude, that hurts, like, bro. That's
oh,
sad.
Bro.
I was in tears too.
My goddaughter. How does that work? She's my niece. She's my goddaughter.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you just pick, right?
No.
She,
someone's like, hey, it's your goddaughter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's black. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, after the movie, she wore the outfit, carried around the action figure for, like, a week. Because people don't realize, like the one, when's the last, like, real representation black
Blade.
Children had? Blade.
Blade
come
was
20
badass.
Fucking years ago.
Come on, man.
No.
Blade was
kids
Blade.
Kids still love Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
I love Wesley.
No.
Some 10-year-olds.
Tax evasion.
Really?
That's his really represented, really a stain on the black.
Hancock.
Okay, Rodney King.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's the name you couldn't remember on because you were too drunk on last week's pod.
Hancock, Luke Cage.
Hancock.
Sort of.
Yeah, but come on. Hancock.
Hancock
was a drunk. He was a loser.
No. I think Hancock is the best example because he showed a
Luke
man
Cage,
who was in
was
the best
bald,
of his prime. He showed true happiness when he was, like, you know, with his partner. Mm-hmm. He lost it, went into depression, recovered from depression.
Had sex with
and
a
now
white
it's
woman.
God.
Yeah.
Hey. Boom. Yeah. That's a black hero I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's reparations for slavery.
No, so
tell the white slave master thank you for his wife.
They really milked the fuck out of so many sex scenes between them. They really drove it home. They were like, how do we...
mountains.
Like, I imagine there's, like, a writer's room meeting, and they're like, oh, man, we have an opportunity to really do a black superhero some justice. How do we... Oh, do we make him really inspiring and bold? Do we see and make him like overcome? We'll have him here's an idea. We'll have him have sex with a white woman as many times as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but that's not enough. She also has to be married to a white man. And then she has
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she was married to that white guy.
Oof.
That's poor innocent.
I want a Hancock too. I think we deserve that movie.
Yeah.
Bring Will Smith.
You want another
Bring
Hancock.
Will Smith back.
Do you have 12
Bring
bucks?
Jaden rebooting it. Okay, so no. Actually, let's clear the air. You think Jaden's all right?
He's garbage.
He's great.
Are we about to fight over this?
He's no. fantastic. He's a
Jaden
great,
Smith.
He's a great musician. He's a okay actor right. in a few.
Daddy films. Bought him
great,
everything.
Okay, let's back it up.
Daddy
great
bought him
musician.
Everything.
Okay
he's
actor.
Not, he's not the best musician. Okay actor.
Okay.
The only one I liked him in was
I'll give you a chance.
Good.
Give you a chance.
Pass my ADHD.
Past the age of five. What movie has he done that has had accolades?
Karate Kid.
The Pursuit of
After Earth.
Wait, I said past five. I said past five.
Past five. Okay.
Did you? I just
Karate
said After
Kid.
Earth.
No, that wasn't. His, no, stop. That
he said that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said After Earth.
That terrible, no, I just terrible. I hate them all. I hate you all. Honestly,
I was gonna say, I've never outside of just Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
But how good. Was he five or was he how old was he in that movie?
Oh, in Karate Kid, he's old enough to kill himself.
Oh, I'm talking about. Wow, how old was Jaden Smith? In Pursuit of Happiness.
No.
8. Pursuit of Happiness counts. You said 5. 8. Pursuit
was
of
he 8?
Yeah.
He has like 2 lines in that movie.
Wait.
This is the best lines ever.
He was not 8 in Pursuit of Happiness. What the heck? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like...
He was a tiny
small.
He was a tiny
yeah,
guy.
He was
yeah.
a tiny, tiny child. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Very frail.
But yeah, he's great.
He's a tiny little lad right now.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, going back to seeing who would die to reduce the population of Earth, Jane Smith right off the bat. Useless. Absolute useless garbage.
Yeah.
Anyone who thinks Ooh. That
anybody who has to find something to be sad about, just
yeah.
leave.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
leave.
Wait,
listen,
what do you mean?
Just in general, just that guy's like, I'm just mopey.
Listen,
just
this
sad.
Man showed up to the runway
just cap
in a white Batman costume. He's earned my respect. He showed up in the White Lantern Batman costume.
Who did?
Jaden Smith. He's earned my respect.
I like how like that just.
He's earned my respect.
That's what it takes.
Yes.
That's it.
If you show up in a Batman, it's great. You're never a friend. That's why.
What if I show up in a Batman costume with the burning cross?
I hate you.
The white hood.
I hate you, but I love you.
There you go. Exactly.
Racist Batman.
Yeah. David
oh
Duke.
David
Duke.
Oh my god. The Dukes of Hazzard card.
It's
just like the...
It's
the
a token race.
Yeah.
Token
like,
race.
Like, I'm so conflicted.
What do I do? Dude, if it's a cross but a bat symbol like in the midsection.
What if it's... Oh, it, but so cool. it, Batman is Jesus?
Dude.
Bat Jesus. Yeah.
Bat Jesus?
Bat Jesus.
He's even got the crown of thorns.
I need to get DC
on this podcast is gone so off the rails right now.
I need to get
Go
DC
back to Project Power, guys.
I mean,
anything else to say about that movie?
It's
do we?
It's a good movie.
I feel like
it's
we had an actual conversation. We're just excited.
I did like I did like how like New Orleans it was.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
I was
yeah,
like
that.
Like even like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's like wearing Mike Gleason's jersey.
Right.
Like the old, not even Drew Brees. Like he went like hardcore Saints fan.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and then like even like you could tell like it was humid. Like it's still like that Cajun.
Everyone's greasy.
Yeah, just Cajun.
What was that part where the two guys were in the house and then he snuck in and acted like he was the mom's boyfriend? He's like, hey, this is my wife.
Oh yeah,
what are y'all?
Yeah.
in the white.
Yeah. Why? Because I'm white. He's like, oh, you pulled the white card.
Yeah. He just started reporting on him.
Yeah,
she's just like, what the fuck?
Dude, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the king of. Just mediocre kind of movies.
Is he though?
He's great.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't care for him. But no. I don't think he's bad.
He's bad.
I just.
You just don't think he's good.
You know, it's like his face.
His face.
I don't like
his ears are too just.
He's got that.
I think there was more hype for that. Years ago, when Batman was around, I think we were like, dude, this is going to be like the next guy.
Yeah.
We just never.
Well,
got
he
there.
Did that. He did Inception. He did that movie where he was on a bike. Delivering some package.
Bike.
It's called Pacific Rush.
That movie, he did that movie where he was like on a tightrope across the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
There was a lot of hype behind
it.
That's right. I mean, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
By fun, I mean fucking terrifying.
Oh,
2 hours of palm sweating.
Oh.
He did like a show where it was the audience's records. So like when you're in your audience and you're recording with your phone, you send that footage to him, and he makes a show out of that.
Oh, yeah. He personally makes it. Yeah.
How's that?
I remember that was a long time ago. Yeah. It was like press record. It was like the big
Yeah, yeah. And so like he would just take that. Like bits and pieces of like people who were recording the show.
Yeah. I remember when he like went to a random Subway station just start playing the drums. Just Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's
like,
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
He's just a cool guy.
He's like an opposite.
He's a fucking show off. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, he's a hippie.
He's just a hipster. He's like probably a douchebag that's very talented.
Dude, look, man, I read a lot of David Foster Wallace. You guys just won't understand my brain, so I'm just gonna like, it's fine.
Mister, I always get him, not that I get them confused, but him and Heath Ledger look
wow
disturbingly like.
I think Heath Ledger looks more like a skeleton these days.
Why do you people hurt me so much?
Wait, what do you mean, you people?
You people.
Yeah, what do you mean, you people?
He's gesturing.
You very aggressively.
Yeah.
Do we call the police? I don't know. Do
you Native Americans / Mexicans, you Mexicans, you Italians.
I'm white,
all
dude.
You.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shut up, Redskin.
I'm Irish.
Shut up. You're a Redskin.
Oilius.
My name is Mark O'Neill.
Mark O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did say, though, like, I am so glad that they didn't choose Will Smith for his movie. Because Will Smith is trying very hard to portray portray the energy that Jamie Foxx has.
What, is he good at shooting?
He's way better. He's really good at shooting.
What energy are we talking about? This is the sticking point of our conversation on the way over here, because I just totally don't agree with him.
Yeah, because like Will Smith is washed now. 100% washed in my eyes.
What's the energy that you're that?
Just naturally suave, you know? Like, he's not forced. Because for me, Will Smith, he's like, ha ha, I'm a cool black guy. Ha ha, I'm gangster. And then like, but his voice is not sound like you, you know? Like, look at the president.
I think you just have to put Will Smith in his element. If he's out of his element, like if you put him in that weird Netflix thing with the goblins.
Right, yeah.
Like, he did really good in Men in Black.
Really
good in Hancock.
We talked about, what was it? We brought up on the way here, freaking Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
That movie was 74%. That movie was great because that's old Will Smith. Yeah. You know, he brought it back. That's good. That was entertaining.
Yeah, he was really good in Wild Wild West.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's cheesy. He's
I think
a funny guy.
He would work perfect, like, now as just a YouTube guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he just brings that kind of energy to
just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, just like, I just have a YouTube channel with my family.
Yeah, but then
like
when he tries too
like
hard
he really
to be serious
found
and suave,
his niche there.
You know?
Like, yeah, it's just like, it just, yeah,
would
just
his son
pull parachuting? Yeah,
seriously, yeah. I'm
no, we just talked about it.
I'm literally rich. I'm so rich. I got all this money that I'm
burning.
Look at
all this stuff I can do that you guys can't do.
I'm literally burning money because I'm running out of room for the money.
What?
For the new batch of money.
I just completely zoned out of
I was talking about, you know, Will Smith is like on YouTube.
Great way to do a podcast. Let's just each have our own little separate side conversation.
This is how like Steven Spielberg does his movies when he has like two conversations going at once. That's exactly what we're doing. No, but I was talking about like Will Smith have like a YouTube channel where he's like, dude, look at me. Look at all this money I'm burning. Because the new batch of boat money, just a boatload of money.
Look at all this cool stuff I can do. None of you guys can afford this. Oh, my God.
I'm
still so relatable. I'm in Dubai. You know when your private jet breaks down.
You know your backup private jet just breaks down. The other one's just over there. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, but you don't really, you're not really in the mood for that one that works perfectly fine. That's like made of pure gold. So you just got to buy a new one that's made of pure diamonds. You know?
Exactly. Wow. But you don't want to take it out
just like
it's,
you guys.
It's too tacky.
Exactly. It's too tacky.
It's a crap.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great if like Will Smith was just hella cheap. He's like, I have an Accord, man.
Like freaking Bill Gates. Well, no, Bill, on never mind. Bill Gates has pressure plated freaking floors in his house. He's
how much is that a month? 20 bucks a month? I'm not.
I remember seeing an interview on like Letterman with Robert Battenbat.
The hell is
Robert Battenbat?
Oh, yeah.
Robert Pattinson?
Oh, okay.
Robert,
I bet that's who you were talking about.
Yeah, Robert Battenbat.
I didn't want to think it was somebody else.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. I imagine some Indian guy like trying to help me with my Wi Fi router.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar. Hello, my name is Robert. How may I help you today? Did you turn the power back on and off again?
That's really racist.
What?
Why are you just saying it myself?
Wow.
You're an
awful
person.
Whatever. What happened during the interview?
Oh, he said he was he was just like super chill and suave. He's like, so I went and bought a used fucking truck on Craigslist. That was like the whole bit. That was like, oh yeah, you have all this money from these Twilight movies, but you went and bought a truck, a used truck off of
eBay or something.
Craigslist.
Right.
Apparently that was like a real
thing. That's what he would do.
The less money you spend, the more you.
Because he probably did. It was like, I think Twilight, like, that's probably good.
He probably genuinely just liked that truck. He's like, oh, you know, this is a truck I always wanted as a kid. I get it right now, you know?
It was something
it was like a
used Tundra or something.
Yeah.
Like an S10.
Was it at least like a 2000, what year was it? 2000.
So like, was it like a janky old truck or was it like a good truck?
It was like a pickup, like a work pickup. Is what
you can.
So say he probably like he had to know like Twilight maybe.
It wasn't gonna be all it was.
Yeah,
he was like, ah, these are cheesy garbage movies.
Like, bro, I got two more movies left on my contract. And
but what a comeback!
I'm going right back to Waste Management.
This man went.
Dude, he's nuts in Tenet, by the way.
Glimmery vampire to
he was sexy.
Crazy dude in Lighthouse to drug dealer.
Watch Heath Ledger's like old rom coms from the 90s. Exactly. People totally wrote him out. I don't buy the whole like he's not gonna be good for the role. I feel like he's gonna be. He's a great actor. He's a really good actor.
He was too good of an actor. He sold that role too well. So now he's. Like stereotype cast or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, so then people don't see him as a serious actor.
Literally every
they associate him with the annoying Twilight maniac.
Here's the thing: the people who still do that, they have not seen Lighthouse. They haven't seen Good Times yet. They have not seen Water for My Elements.
You seen Lighthouse?
Oh yeah.
What do you think about it?
Oh, dude, that movie is.
Fun. Oh yeah. For a week straight, he was just like, "Stay away from the mermaids."
Stay away from the mermaids.
Yeah, I bet you go on this guy's search history YouTube, you'll find that YouTube.
Let me see your YouTube. Oh my god,
that's not where he was going. Yeah. I like the way you hijacked that.
The mermaid.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, because you're like, if you look up this man's like computer, I was like mermaid porn.
I'm gonna look it off
the
bat.
Like for the longest, we go on YouTube, we just see Lighthouse mermaid scene.
What he does is he has two windows separately opened at the same time, and he just has a picture of an old Irish man sitting in a dark room, and then just mermaid porn right there.
Keep going with your joke, David.
No, no.
Let it bomb, dude. Let it bomb. Oh, you guys missed a bomb by David.
Well, yeah.
This is the problem.
Just one second.
You guys are garbage.
Tyler loves this.
I found it.
Okay. But what I was saying, every maybe not Christian Bale, unless you guys remember otherwise, I think every Batman actor who has ever been, aside from maybe Adam West, there's always been, he's not going to be good. He's going to suck.
Somebody was like, Michael Keaton?
Yeah, Keaton was like, oh, he's in comedy.
Ben Affleck?
He ruined Daredevil, bro. He was like the best.
Except Val Kilmer. Everyone was like, Val Kilmer is going to be number one.
He was understated.
And he still is.
Number one.
And he still is.
Val Kilmer is the best Batman of all the Batmans. He's number one. Val Kilmer is just number one in general.
I'm gonna go pay $5 for a cameo of him talking to...
It costs less money.
is he on cameo?
I would hope not. I don't think he's very good.
What's that Kristen Stewart's character? What's
he gonna do, not talk?
The Wonder Woman.
He can't talk.
I'm not gonna go this way.
Oh.
The Wonder Woman 1984, Kristen Stewart's character, who's she playing?
The whore?
She's not in that movie, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she?
She's Cheetah, stupid.
Cheetah. She's not okay. Cheetah. So, yeah, she
Kristen
is.
Kristen Wiig, yeah.
Oh, you said Kristen Stewart.
They're...
Oh, did you?
Oh, he did.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, whoa.
Yeah, you made Brandon look stupid.
No, there's that scene in there where she's like, kind of like a Catwoman from the...
Oh, with the, like, the hair? Yeah, when she really turns into
like,
Catwoman.
Like, oh, who's that idiot? That dummy.
You know it's bad, dude, when they do it at night? Like, all that CGI, like, it's supposed to be like, it's night right now.
Yeah.
And we're in a dark cave.
Wait, are we talking about the Wonder Woman scene or the scene in Batman with Catwoman? Which one are you... John Wonder Woman?
No, he's comparing the two. You know how, like, Catwoman, the OG movie, she's, like, all uptight, like, oh, nerdy glasses. And then, like, she becomes Catwoman, she's like, grudgy hair.
Yeah.
And then same thing in Wonder Woman. It's like, oh, I'm a nerdy uptight girl.
Yeah.
Now,
this time she has an excuse. She's genetically mutated into a Catwoman, literally. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I genetically mutated my hand to your titty.
Okay. I can make a cat, Greg.
Guys, we gotta stay on top. We gotta finish this. This is for you, guys. We can talk about all the other things.
Yeah. Can we talk about Brandon's titty?
I don't even consider this a Project Power review anymore.
Listen.
Final grades on Project Power. Let's.
It's a day. We didn't even talk about this movie.
We did.
I did.
Periodically.
But there's been like three movies where like there's not, we like somewhat enjoy them. Degrees.
When did you guys watch it? When did you watch it?
I watched it. It took like 3 days to watch.
It was like the first day. Really?
The movie was like an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I was trudging through it.
What?
Hey.
All right.
So you just didn't enjoy it.
Each give a little... like a grade and then like a couple sentences about it.
I like that the Saints were look cool in this movie. I like that it was pills.
I like how this movie...
What's the grade?
I'm gonna go like C.
C? Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I like how this movie made me take a deep inward look into myself and acknowledge how, like, why I don't like Will Smith and why I like Jamie Foxx better. And why Jamie Foxx... They need to replace every role that has Will Smith and just replace him with Jamie Foxx. And it'll be automatically 1 point better.
I've never seen a man hate on an actor for a movie that he wasn't in.
Yeah. Yeah. He like watched it, and then he just went up in the mountains.
Yeah, then I just meditated.
He just walked into the mountains.
The title of this podcast is going to be Why Will Smith Sucks in Project Power.
Yes. People are going to be so confused. Like, what? They're going to rewatch
it. Yeah. That's, honestly, that was like going through my head half the time. I was like, Will Smith would have sucked at this party. I'm like a sexy. I'm not sexy. I'm
like David's like, it's like an ex with Will Smith.
Like, yeah, it's like, just, yeah. I'm like, I'm an ex of Will Smith's. I'm like, yeah, Will Smith's just.
What's your grade?
My grade? I give it a strong B plus. Why not?
Oh, okay.
Nah, yeah, B minus actually. It's a fun movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give you that.
Me? Okay. So, I do the way they approach the superpowers, like I said before, loved it. It was new. It was fresh.
Loved it.
The writing was cohesive enough, not to say that weren't a few.
I mean, the powers are explained pretty well.
Well, not that the power was just. I think in a movie that was an hour and 20-something minutes, there was a lot they had to get through and rush to the end, and there was a lot of, okay, they were here, and now we're freaking on the ship fighting.
And then, it's like, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm like, all right. But other than that, I give it a C+. I mean, it wasn't...
I hope it really just stays at that. We're not going to get, like, some weird trilogy out of this.
Oh, yeah, no. One film's fine.
They kind of left it open-ended, like... About the whole, like, okay, now this we've settled this, but now this organization needs to be taken down. Does anyone remember the name of the company?
No, but they did kind of allude to them surviving.
Generic bad guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give it a C-. I think there's a lot of, like, cool stuff. I think it's visually appealing. There's a lot of flash, like you said, like, the it's very unique take on, like, the powers.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of, like, flash no substance to me, personally. Mm. Like, especially the dialogue was my biggest sticking point. I hate shitty dialogue.
Especially like Clint Eastwood.
We needed a Will Smith to really do
that. Oh, yeah, we needed dialogue. A Will Smith to make this movie worse than what it is. You're right.
We need a lot of, woo, yeah.
Time to go save the world. What are we, some type of power squad?
Is this some sort of project for power?
So Margot Robbie's involved somehow still too.
There you go, yeah. Margot Robbie's the daughter somehow.
No, she's the little kid. She has dreads.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying to rap.
Yeah, she's trying to rap.
Oh my gosh.
How what is your grade, power. Sir? What is your grade?
C-.
He really don't listen to people, do you? Yeah.
Leave
his titties. No, they're beautiful
titties. His chocolate drops.
I know.
We got taco meat. Yeah.
It's taco meat.
His Hershey's kisses.
It's taco meat. No.
You got taco meat?
You got taco meat right here.
You got some taco meat?
Yeah, yeah, this man,
what's up?
Freaking great!
Oh, the first time like I like grabbed his titty, no, it's because this is what happened. I like grabbed like this, but then he like leaned into it and then screamed, so he freaked me out. He leaned into it, so I grabbed because he scared me.
He didn't believe me.
I was like, oh god, that pulled like hecka quick.
Did you at least trim your nails?
My follicles.
No, like it was like his shirt.
Been dripping.
No, but it felt like Velcro. It felt like Velcro. It was like,
poor guy.
Yeah, I got a patch.
I felt some tear off. I was like, Jesus.
Well, you know what they say, more than mouthful is a waste.
I don't know what that means, but I will.
Of your titties.
Oh. Yeah. So, Project Power, everybody.
Yeah,
So, what else are we talking about?
Back to our.
See, this is how it works. Like, I like it better when we don't just like, oh, I don't, I'm tired of talking about this movie. Yeah.
This movie.
Because you guys just generally hated it. I just generally
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I
guess I was looking forward to just getting through it.
Oh, you know what David, like, or Tyler, you brought like a whole bunch of notes. You're holding them right now.
Stacks
of them.
You know what it is? It's just the fact it's the first time. We should have done a pod before talking about Project Power. Because we're all just excited to be all in the same room together for the first time, man.
Literally. It's been a heck of a long time.
Yeah.
The boys are back in town.
Should we give the listeners some context?
Sure.
Yes.
First of all, I'm actually really curious. Like, you guys are sponsored by Anchor.
Yeah. How does that work? Pay us to shout them out.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We before every pod, they always
get the commercial. $15.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
Anchor.
We have to do it again because there's like a new script.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Are they gonna stop paying us?
No, there's a new script. They just
okay. Ooh, can I do it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm nervous.
No, I definitely
You need somebody with a chocolate who has to just.
See, I did ask this guy.
We get a wrestler for it.
Yeah.
Is the fairest way to
do
it.
No, I did. I just couldn't. I don't know. It didn't sound
recorded.
Right.
It's called not being clutch.
No. I recorded two pods promos when I was drunk one time.
Mm.
And I was like, this is so easy. I don't know why Brandon didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because the script's right there. Yeah, because I was drunk. I was like, It was ironically a charity for drug driving. It was like a charity thing.
Oh yeah, for your Dracula one.
Yeah.
Everything's easier when you have.
I was drunk as hell too, and I was like, "This is hilarious." If I record this about drunk driving,
I just didn't like hearing my own voice. It's a weird, like.
Then don't listen to it. Just record.
We've been doing this for so long.
The problem with you doing like, the intro is people aren't gonna want to listen through it all the way because their panties are gonna be too wet. They're gonna be busy.
They're like, I have to get up. There is just so much dampness in my pants.
Dampness. Oh my phone. Oh god.
It's like a wet diaper.
These guys.
Then I'm gonna have to change it because the roles are gonna come after everybody with a sniper rifle.
Look, you can't control what you just is just naturally sexy about.
Is she listening to this?
No.
Okay, thank the Lord.
If she listens to it, she probably
But she just might. This might be the one day, and I'm gonna get a phone call.
We always keep saying that this might be the day.
It could always.
And then
you
might happen. Yeah, you got a sexy voice. It's cool.
I feel like Brandon's like the child of a divorced couple who's like still hoping his dad isn't a failure. It's like, well, he'll come pick me up one day. Today's the day. He promised me.
He got milk. It was 2%.
He promised me. He's coming. And then he walks home. He walks home 10 miles in the rain somehow. And then he comes home, the dad's just drunk on the couch. And then Brandon's like, you said you'd pick me up.
Oh my gosh.
Guess you wonder where I've been.
And he's like, shut up and give me another beer.
Jeez.
And yes, that happened to me.
Wow.
I hate you so much because you remind me of your mother who left me.
Wow.
Freaking came through.
Oh, this got so real.
Yeah.
Not for me, but just for Americans.
In general.
Somewhere.
I like just closing the walls in on people sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
Just making it.
And yeah, that was a snippet out of my life.
Are you one of those single tier people?
Yeah. What does that look like? A double rainbow tier?
From Whiplash. Not quite my tempo.
Not quite my tempo. You mean man?
Oh, I started listening to that episode actually just the other day. Is this podcast? Are you rushing or dragging? Listening to this podcast. Great titles, by the way. Who comes up with those?
Mostly him.
Yeah. That's good.
That's what's up.
The drunk ones that's I usually come up with, but then Mark's like, "That's stupid." And he deletes the titles like. Done.
Oh, yeah, because this man calling Drunk Adventures. Like a podcast.
It is.
Like, people are going to look at that and go, okay, this is going to be two drunk guys rambling.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I take, like, Tyler saying, alcohol is a poison that's just yummy. And people just go, all right, I need to listen. Yeah.
He's onto something here.
Yeah.
I'm just a simple, honest man.
Literally, like, our most listened to podcast right now are, like, your guys'
the
2 hours you guys did.
What?
Yeah. Told you, man.
It's like it's our top five right now.
I think it's funny. Yeah. Like both you and Jonathan, both of you guys, are like, are you sure this is okay to talk about on the pod? I'm like, yes. And those are like the most listened ones.
All right. Yeah.
I think most of the stuff you guys were like, I mean, it wasn't about movies. It was about like existential crises and human. Like, do I kill the human race?
No. It's how.
Do you love people? Do you hate people?
Yeah.
Can we rehash this argument?
Yes. Let's do it.
This guy acts
this
like
still has not let me finish.
Go ahead.
It's been 2 weeks.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
he's got nothing.
The medical records.
Okay.
Like I said, first start on the jails. Kill everyone in jails, no matter if they're innocent or not.
No, that's
if
not.
If they're waiting for trials, they're dead already. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah, they're dead weight.
They're dead. Exactly. They're done. They shouldn't have been in whatever situation they put themselves
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Then medical records. You got diabetes. Such gone.
So
cancer,
what was the premise of this?
Well, he told me he didn't say. He said, "How would you reduce the Earth's population?" So he gave me that question. I'm not saying it's good.
I thought it was how you cure racism.
No. Oh, no, that was one of the questions.
That's one of the
questions. My thing was, how do you lower the
kill
population?
Everyone.
I'm just giving you guidelines how to kill people properly, man. Trim the fat of the earth. And then after you've done that, then you got to get more detailed into it, man.
No,
like I said, everyone has diabetes,
you have to do it under
NASCAR
the radar.
NASCAR fans.
Just say Texas and Florida. Get them both.
If we just hit South America...
There we go.
We're
done. Listen, guys, you go to China and you work on a disease in a Wuhan.
Who's gonna make my iPhone?
And then
some
idiot,
ineffective disease that only kills like a small percentage.
Yeah, so
we
some idiot.
Bro, those Happy Meal toys that I need.
What? I need my Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Brendan.
So good all of a sudden.
No, here's the thing. Like, eradicate everyone in the Africas, and then put everyone who's in China into the Africas. And there you go. Yeah, fine.
China's into the
And then all the Chinas who are weak will die from all the lions and all the wildlife. I like how you guys take me seriously when this is just an idiot's guide of how to cure the population. This is what you do.
SpaceX, okay, they want to go to Mars. We're going to make a way for them to live on Mars, but we're going to ship everybody China's? That we don't like to Mars.
Dude, me and Dave were talking about this.
What do we not like?
Remember we were talking about like this with Mars? Like Mars is just...
Who's that girl with eyebrows?
Oh, yeah.
It's just Earth, but just...
Oh, my God. Dirt.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I did. Yeah, we
from the... Oh my God!
He was in Revenant.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Will Poulter.
Is that what his name is? That?
Just because he knows everything about
Brandon. What's the movie with the maze?
Maze Runner.
Yeah, Maze Runner.
they're running around.
Yeah. They're running.
There's a maze.
In the maze. Dude.
There's a guy. He's a maze runner. Freaking runs maze.
Sid from Toy Story.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Gosh,
yeah, we had a thought about this, like about
yeah, because we're talking about like we send to Mars, because really Mars is just it's Earth, but just take everything away except the dirt and the atmosphere,
and the water.
That's basically what it is.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's fresh water. There's fresh water on Mars.
Aspects. Breathable, frozen. But breathable, well, breathable air.
No, but you know the Martian
radiation,
like the movie with the water faces.
Yeah.
So like he had fresh.
It's the same
oxygen.
Guy from Interstellar.
Oh, he was in this. He was a cryopod, yeah.
Oh,
he's the same character.
Oh, yeah. So, you know how he had his fresh air that he produced himself by like making the plants? You know, he made the plants, the plants gave him fresh oxygen. So I'm saying do that on a bigger scale,
okay.
You know, and then soon like keep expanding till you're like Earth-wide or like globally expand all those like plants where you get the fresh air.
Terrific.
Then take away, then you take away like the layer, whatever that's like containing all that fresh air, that's like almost reaching the atmosphere.
Yeah,
would all the fresh air just escape into the atmosphere since like I don't know, like the what's the thing, the ionosphere? What is it? What are those called?
Yeah, because it's keep it in. Yeah,
yeah. Is the same? Is it thicker? Is it thinner? Or how's that work?
Oh,
because like now we have all like pretty much Earth 2.0 on Mars. Like we terraformed it, right? And then it's such on a large scale.
What do you mean, right now?
yeah,
in this hypothetical.
No, it's not hypothetical. Yeah. This happened already.
In the movie The Martian.
Yeah. No, this happened already, man. What do you think Bill Gates is doing right now?
Well, I was telling him, like, wouldn't that air just all just get sucked into the vacuum of something?
What?
Just like
what was that sentence?
Yeah. No, well, like, why isn't our air being sucked into space?
But there's like some atmosphere or something that just
every planet has atmosphere.
Okay.
They just don't have, you know. It's just different.
It literally goes, it goes into Brendan's mom.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You had to point it at Brendan. You leave Diane alone. A woman is a saint.
I'm here trying to look up stuff for y'all, and I'm just like,
Brendan's mom. That's all that came out.
Listen,
the
only issue with that is that, I mean, you could, but it takes a lot of maintenance, and you need somebody there. Because you can plant all the plants you need.
Can start, Brendan?
The soil isn't... First of all, the Martian soil, you can't plant things. You have to bring
okay,
the
okay, what
soil
if you could,
there.
And you take Russ up there, and you guys just live there?
What are we going to do?
And NASA just funds all of it.
I mean, can they build us anything we want?
Yeah, just whatever you want.
Dude,
us alone on a planet, that'd be great.
You hate it after like 2 weeks.
I don't have to worry about like, I mean, that's what marriage is. So it's like,
so the question is, how do you produce enough oxygen quickly enough to actually
create not quickly. It's not going to be a quick solution. It's just, you know, it's going to take time to go that widespread, right?
We're going to start this.
You just
got to
bring
like 10 years ago.
Compressed gas to Mars and then just let it out.
Or do what Bill Gates was going to do.
It's a whole bunch of tanks and just,
oh my gosh.
No, but it's not producing itself naturally, though. You know, plants produce it naturally.
You need plants. Yeah. So you need like a little greenhouse.
Yeah, because you know
and
that's
then
what,
bigger and
because supposedly that's how like that's scientifically you know valid. The fact that he grew it like pretty much produces his own fresh oxygen on Mars was because through plants.
Right.
So that's scientifically possible. So I'm saying expand that enclosure worldwide.
My God. How long would that take, though?
That would take. Imagine doing that on Earth.
Think about how many plants we have, and we are having an issue with like clean oxygen. Yeah. Like,
well, that's our fault. You know, we got all these cars. We're cutting down all these trees. That's on us.
And plus, the Earth
so did someone ask about where does the oxygen leave if we don't have a?
No, because
because gravity is what keeps the oxygen in.
Oh yeah, because it loads. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
So do we increase the mass? The planet
you can't do that, it's
a waiting game.
You send your mass from one planet to another, you thereby mathematically increase the mass
but
of that planet,
the amount of mass that would take.
Exactly. We
don't even have that
about
much
mass as your mom.
I like how he directed that joke to me, and you still got offended. Like, David, your mom sucks, and then Brandon, you're crying. No. I'm like, what?
It was just for the ether. I'm sorry. But
she's wanting to balance the scales.
I think, I feel like Elon Musk is already working on this. You basically just have to have the plant that grows the fastest and produces the fastest amount of, the most amount of oxygen. and just plant a shit ton of
That's what I said. How many years? That's what I said yesterday. Yeah, watch Elon Musk.
What plant is that?
It pops so heavy,
guys.
Is it quick?
He's just a pothead. That's all it is.
Okay, guys. Okay, okay.
Just smoke the space we do.
Scientifically, it would take 10 million years just to double Mars' current atmosphere.
Using what?
I said to Terra, how many years would it take to terraform Mars? And so it's
at its current rate?
Naturally?
Yeah, allowing the atmosphere to build up slowly from outgassing geologic activity. Current outgassing is extremely low. It would take about 10 million years just to double Mars' current atmosphere, according to the...
Well, that's just us not, like, interfering. What if we...
No. That's us. That's us doing it. That's us, actively, like, it would take us 10 million years.
Why is that even
years.
A serious... option awesome. That we're because why are
there's
we
even... overpopulation. I'm sure like the discussion has been to go to the moon, but I feel like if we start putting like a lot of weight on the moon,
no, this isn't
the thing is going to collapse.
This isn't us having any effect on it though. That's just natural. The terraforming over the decades.
But the stuff we would put on there,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, because we
terraforming is infrastructure that
well, because they do talk about like everything's kind of perfect. It would probably throw off.
It would throw off something.
Yeah, well, but the moon would continue
the
to...
The process of creating Earth-like or habitable probably, environment. That's not the planet doing it. That's not
what it... No, think it would...
It could create
more...
No, no, it says...
Well, it depends on how much weight. But just knowing us as people, if we started terraforming on the moon...
Listen, if we wait 100 million years, our galaxy will collide with the Andromeda Galaxy, and we'll just start dying anyway.
It's saying science fiction writers have long featured terraforming the process of creating an Earth-like or habitable
I know, like, type 2 civilization is like, we just keep building higher.
Why don't we just start building
infrastructure into the space?
Keep it small, base.
Just live up there.
We got to consolidate this conversation.
Yeah, but we just start. Guys, I forgot we're doing this Gilbert thing.
Me and him are talking about terraforming.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
What? Oh my gosh, this is nonsense, guys. We need to huddle up.
I know.
This is not working.
I know.
I'm sorry, guys.
Rogan would like have our heads. He'd be like, guys, one at a time.
No, he really can't be talking to each other. Give a karate chop.
Spinning back in. There you go. Microphone.
Jeez.
Then blow smoke weed into someone else's face.
Don't
right, Marks?
Don't smoke the space weed, Joey.
And then he would start talking.
Space weed. Have you seen that video?
I have not.
Oh, we gotta show you. Oh, it's hilarious.
It's like Rick and Morty.
Yeah, let's talk about the hard hitting problems, the existential crisis.
Kill the blacks.
I'm really all about that.
What the fuck? You know what? You're not.
My life is in danger. I need to call someone. Are you
going to see I'm not wrong?
Obviously, you're not.
What?
See, that's where the racism is.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. I just said.
I would have a very fruitful career as a entrepreneur, as a coach. And this is going to bite me in the ass, I swear. I need to stop. I'm going to have to change my name at some point.
Just don't tell anybody.
We just haven't said your name.
I don't co-sign with any of this. Quick disclaimer. I'm going to disclaim this every time someone says something racist.
Hey, man.
Don't consent to any of this.
See, the bad part about it is, like, even listening to my voice, I sound like a white guy. So, to the listener, we all just might be.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah. No, you definitely
when? Since when?
Since ever. You guys always
since when?
You see, I'm a white man.
Well, yeah.
You have the voice of Black Jesus from Family Guy.
Because we keep making fun of you for it. Doesn't mean we're serious about it. I'm serious about it. No, we don't.
I mean, yeah, listen.
But yeah, kill the blacks.
Humankind. I actually want to go back to one of the topics. Because when I was listening to your pod, I was like...
Racism isn't dead?
No.
Are people good or people bad?
Yes.
Oh, they're always inherently bad.
Yes.
Okay. They're inherently bad.
All right, go ahead.
Remember.
Oh, me and Jonathan actually had a discussion like this.
I don't care about that discussion. Okay, I don't care.
Okay.
Get your hands off my titties.
It's okay.
Get your heads.
You're in a safe space.
Yeah.
You're in a safe space.
I need my mother. Okay.
You're in a safe space. It's okay.
Listen. Good isn't something that you are. Good is something that you do.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Just because he's black doesn't mean he's insane.
I thought he was
that you be.
What I was thinking.
Now, the next sentence I'm about to say is going to discredit this.
Okay.
Probably to you guys, but it still holds true. Just because I was playing the Avengers game and that's what Kamala's uncle said. But it makes sense. It was like people, there aren't good people, there aren't bad people.
Yeah.
There are people who do good and there are people who do bad. And then that's where the separation.
Well, I'm
even that is an abstraction because like do first of all, good and bad are just completely ideas that we haven't heard.
Right. Yeah.
Doing them again is like it doesn't really make you good or bad. It's like okay, let me back.
Well,
really quick. I'm sorry.
So
people
are not. There's no essence to people, right? So like if you took a snapshot of this moment, like if everyone died in the moment or froze, like you know. Pompeii style, like where you just float frozen ash. Right. There's nothing that an archaeologist could say looking at you that'd be like, you're a good person or you're a bad person.
Except Mark's, unless Mark's sex toys under the bed.
those are good things. That's child porn. It's all actually child porn. They're just, I'm supporting a business.
Yeah. He was ahead of his time. Way into the future. That's going to be all
of He's got a framed thing of the 10 under law with thumbs up on it.
With a happy face sticker.
But there's no essence to people, so like, you do good or do you do bad. Even those are like abstractions that we come up with. So I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, just, I disagree with the fact that you just said that I have that one idea is right inherently, and one thing is it's philosophy.
I didn't say anything was right or wrong.
Yeah, you said like, you said something about a video game.
No, well, but the thing is, like, because I read this in Jordan Peterson's book. Yeah. It's like everyone just has their own cultural morality.
12 Rules for Life?
Yeah, 12 Rules for Life. Yeah. And so you remember the first chapter where they're talking about, like, standing up straight. It's like people will literally fight over wars about what they view as moral.
Yeah.
So it really is in the eyes of the beholder.
Totally right. Well, I will say for most things. Because when you have a person who's like, I'm going to massacre this group of school children. Yeah. Like, that is, right. There's no way you can look at that and be like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a nut job out there who's like, that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. You couldn't look at that through a biological lens, though, because the things that our values tend to be informed by, like, our psychological, like, adaptation. Like, we tend to think, like, it's basically like our mammalian tendencies to
survive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do we view as bad? Murder we tend to view as bad because that's bad. It stops life, and we are a life preserving life.
We make
life, right? Yeah. And anything that goes against our sort of like biological imperatives, we tend to view as immoral.
Mm-hmm. Which are safety, procreation, and what was the third one I said?
Community. Love.
No, Sky. I remember I said the basic three things. Atmosphere. Like we always
I don't know.
Yeah, we got drunk one time. We were like, I was like, oh yeah, because you said human beings are so complex and amazing. I was like, people are idiots.
Well,
we just rely on safety.
One
we rely on the safety of ourselves, the procreation, passing on like the seed of us onto the future.
Yeah.
And then, just, you know, consumption of food. That's the basic three necessities.
I think procreation and passing on the seed is the same thing.
No, that's what I said, yeah. Right. That's why I counted it as one. Procreation and passing on the seeds, and then, you know, consuming food and safety. That's three.
Your fingers are messing me up.
Why are you using those three? What the heck? The smallest ones.
This is
to your point, the things that we don't budge on are the things that are like most innate to like our hardwiring.
Right.
I think other than someone who's fucked up in the head, we never view murder as okay. Mm-hmm. Other than when it's justified, where it was survival, survival overrides it because survival is always the number one imperative above everything else. Then procreation,
and consumption of food.
Then
which kind of leads to survival.
Then because, making sweet, sweet love.
I just killed an idiot. Now I'm gonna make some love.
Sweet languorous love.
I like the way you talk, boy.
That's Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. Greatest.
Oh yeah, you say something about that. Also.
I watched two episodes. Mm. I laughed one time.
What? Wait, what two episodes? The first two?
Yeah, first two. There was a point
tough
where
tough it out, make
where,
it through the first season.
Ron Swanson, like he, because Amy Poehler gives like some pictures.
Yeah.
And so he looks at the camera. He takes a picture. He dumps them in the trash. And I kind of chuckled at that. I was like, that's kind of funny. Well, no, it was stupid. Stupid show.
Mark doesn't like the long.
I watched two episodes. It's an hour. Give it an hour.
We'll watch another hour.
Yeah, come on.
Another hour?
Yeah.
That's two episodes.
That's 40 episodes. That's 40 minutes.
With your time, Mark?
That's how short.
Still, come on.
Tell me everything. Tell me everything that you're doing.
I gotta watch Val Kilmer movies every single day. I gotta watch Shrek 1, 2, because that's the only ones that matter. Mm. And then what else do I watch every single day?
Tombstone.
I watch Tombstone every single day. That's 3.5 hours of my time.
Cats.
Westworld. How do you guys feel about Westworld?
I haven't seen it. I gotta hop on.
Season 1, best thing you'll ever see. Season 2,
I don't know.
Disappointing. A huge drop off. So continue your point though.
So I mean, it just basically goes to, I mean, like what you were saying, just our innate, like what is good, what is bad. But like, I've heard people say this, and you know, you are a bad person. That person is a good person. But I mean, when you look at a person in general, you're just a dog chasing cars.
Okay. You're just an animal. You're stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah, you're just an animal.
Yeah,
with extra steps.
Yeah, and I think it's a good basis to go on as far as black and white, as far as murder is bad, saving a baby from getting eaten is good. I mean, if you don't have those black and whites, then everything is gray. Then you, the world is just in a
bubbly not as place. A joke. I legit thought you were thinking about talking about race. I was like, where are you going with this? Because you're like, white and black. I was like,
oh, no.
Is this guy advocating for race wars? Because I'm down. I just want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you never want a world that's just all gray, because then things get crossed. Well, I killed that guy because I didn't like him. It was fine, whatever. Oh, he did bad because I didn't like... He did something to slight me, makes him a bad person. I'm good.
Well, and that's where we have social contracts that we all kind of work together to uphold.
For your safety.
Which is, which is also part of our... hardwiring. We can't escape those mammalian social contracts that we care so much about. That's why, what is one of the worst emotions that people could feel?
Guilt.
Grief.
Guilt is a big one. Mm. Humiliation is one of the highest rated.
Oh yeah, that tests your ego.
Because you look at it as a social perspective. If you do something that's so bad that it's worth being humiliated for, that could have meant you're ousted from the tribe,
right?
Which means you don't have the protection of the tribe.
It's an ancient fear that's instilled in our brains, and from when you, if you did something that humbled yourself, you kicked out of the tribe,
right?
And so now you are literally on your own in nature.
Exactly. So that's why, society, people blame it on society, but I think it's actually human programming. Society is like water; it smooths away the rough edges. It makes everyone conform, right? Act in line.
I kind of want a stuffed Ken made of Brennan's chest hair.
You leave my chest alone.
I just
this is why I'm not sharing a tent with any of y'all, because you're going to be grabbing my freaking chest the whole time. You better leave me alone.
I'm like, you know how his hair is so curled up? I'm going to untwine
them. Oh, you're going to give him bumps too? Because he's going to pull them out. The hair is
ingrown.
Hairs on your chest.
Have you ever shaved your chest?
Once, and I did it incorrectly, and it itched.
Oh, no.
Wait, how'd you do it incorrectly? Dry it
with a pick?
God.
Well, no, because I took the regular trimmers, and I just trimmed it off, and then I put a razor to it, and I did it like that, and I didn't lotion it at all.
Oh! So
I was like, ah!
Bro, that's a serial chest shaver.
Yeah.
A warm shower, steamy, with shaving cream,
and dry.
A good quality razor.
Yeah, because you just said, I just put a razor to it. I was like, okay, I don't see the problem. He said,
with no lotion.
If I was in a rush and I was running late for meeting, I would use a Bic and just dry on my face.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, Bic? The cheapo shaver?
Dude.
Ooh, I can't touch
your face
that,
oh yeah, just bumps everywhere.
I can't do that.
I like the Harry's. That's what I use so far.
Oh yeah.
Harry's razors? Oh my god, we should be sponsored by them.
Hey man, for $10 you get the three little head things.
Yeah.
I still got mine. It's been a year now.
Yeah.
You should probably change that out.
No,
honestly, I'm on my last one now.
They really last forever.
Yeah.
Also, you get a pack of replacements.
Yeah, I got three.
Wait,
I got one that came with it.
What are you shaving?
And then three. Nigga, I got more than you. Here's the thing.
No, boy, stop.
Brendan,
this is fresh. I had to read for
the
meeting, so I
was going to say, look at all these, turn your face real quick. Look at all this, this line right here. That's all hair right there. That's all bump marks from him shaving.
Yeah, but what it is, it gets just a little bit, and then it looks like you have fish scales on your face.
Well, to say that we've seen you with the beard,
whatever, man.
You just get fish scales.
I gotta pull up a picture. This man with his little neck hair.
Yeah, see,
stop.
I got more than that guy
you
does.
You better stop.
This man doesn't have anything.
Where's that picture? Where is that at? I'm gonna show you.
Love it.
Y'all don't know. Y'all distracted me. I'm trying to talk about.
See, he doesn't have one. This is how I know Brendan. When he doesn't have something, he disguises.
I'm sure our listeners are loving this. Let me pull up this guy's nerd. I really want to see this picture.
This thing that clearly is not a visual.
I'm gonna find some bearded pictures.
I've seen your beard. Your beard is
heavy,
manly. Yeah.
I can't really grow a beard. My hair just grows on top of my head. That's it.
Bro, you don't have.
I don't
know. What are you shaving, bro?
Yeah, my hair on top of my head will just grow. You didn't see it beforehand. It was pretty long.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw you.
So
that looks normal.
Smoldering.
That just looks like That looks
he's so.
That looks like 3 weeks.
He's like,
you
bro,
look like
that's a
look
week.
Like someone.
That's
you
like a mix between Khaled and The Weeknd.
Hey. I could pull it off.
He looks like an idiot.
I need to fade. Shut up, man. Did you just... Because you were shaving your three little hairs.
Oh, man.
Bro, this man... That right there was 3 weeks. I know it was.
It wasn't.
I've never seen this man with a full beard.
It was. Because I shave.
No, you don't.
I hate you so. Anyways.
You guys remember when I actually fully grew out my beard?
Oh, yeah. You had the Tony Stark. That was kind of cool.
Full Tony.
Yeah, that was sexy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You had a Tony Stark.
I could grow it out nice.
Pull it up.
I wish you'd take a picture of that, man. I don't got no pictures of that.
I'm surprised you didn't.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to keep this beard for a minute. There's no need for me to take pictures. And then, I forgot why I had to shave, and I was like, ah, oh, now I have to shave, and I don't take no pictures. I forgot.
I think you went to go do something with Lex's parents.
Like, oh, yeah, Lex's parents, yeah, because, like, they hadn't seen me in a while. So the next thing they would see me was, like, me fully grown out with a full freaking thick beard. Oh, no, that would have been all bad.
They're like, who is this hoodlum?
I know. Come on, no. Oh, no, he does the weed now.
He does. It's too late now, dude. You're going to say, yeah. Yeah. You stupid.
Yeah, and then I even like shaved it down to like the full like.
I had a really good point.
Like, full thing.
Oh, my brain is gone.
No, I gotta go now. I gotta take a nap before work.
Also, I forget you have work time. Dang, this. I was gonna say we went an hour and 20 minutes.
I haven't even pulled up my bearded picture.
What time are you going? What time do you have to be at this house?
No, I have to be at in Frisco at 7:30.
Are you driving to Frisco?
Or yeah, I'm driving to Frisco
with your car.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's a bird job, but like I'm going with some guy from Daly, and so he's coming to Frisco. Then when I'm going to Frisco, and then we're going to meet, like, that your guys' place.
It doesn't exist. It's
over. Or were you going to use first do your routes with the bus?
Oh, so you're not driving to Gus's and then going out from there?
No, I'm not going with Gus's.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's reality now. Reality's hitting now.
I'm talking about work.
I got to go work.
Yeah, we don't make millions of dollars off this podcast.
It's fine.
It's your fault. You know, I wouldn't have to go do work if you guys would just tell your friends to listen to this pod. If we made us a couple thousand a month.
Oh, my gosh.
We would go on for 4 hours talking now.
How long have we gone? What's the time?
Like an hour and 25.
Late, really?
That's a pitiful pod.
I'm starting at 3:30. That's right.
Oh, yeah,
leave.
Okay, we've done like...
I'm cool.
We've done like 2 hour pods before. Those are good ones.
Yeah, I expect, because especially all four of us, I expected to go at least 5 hours.
We could have gone 5 hours. We
easily could have.
Easily. Me and Ty, the first time, we easily hit 2 hours. We could have gone for 3.
Yeah, that's right.
Me and you hit 3 one time.
Oh, yeah, we were drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say it was very enjoyable to see, like, drunk both of you guys, but it's like Tyler was able to maneuver around your weird logic. And it was like, no, this is how this is. And you're like, no, no.
Boom!
No,
no, no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Just for that, I'm like, I'm going to, like, look up how to actually, like, edit sounds into the podcast.
It can't
just
be that difficult. Right?
It's not. You just record it separately and then
so
just
about, you know,
paste
yeah.
it.
Well, I don't know how to do anything.
Hashtag
don't you
save the children.
No, we
hashtag save the children.
You know what? I'm gonna put you next to the subway guy with hashtag save the children.
Fuck. I'm just like,
just freaking like, oh, Jared.
No, you're gonna be like, you gotta be back to back like a sitcom.
Oh, fuck that. You bastard.
We're in this together.
Yeah. And some kids like, you know, like all like jeez. All baby face, like smiling.
Oh, okay. Just one side topic about that. Just one. Just one.
Pedophiles?
Sort of.
No.
Hashtag save the children.
For what reason?
Are you guys able to split the artist from the art? Like I know there were dummies who like didn't go to Subway because of Jared.
Oh yeah, dude, I go on to Woody Mail.
What
are you calling Subway sandwiches art now?
Hey, they're called sandwich artists. What are they called?
Oh, sandwich artists.
Yeah,
they tell that's when I used to work at Subway. That's what. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I work at Subway. No, you are a sandwich artist. Like. The fuck? What did you say?
Or like a R. Kelly from Peeing on Children, or like.
And I Believe I Can Fly. Like, can you separate the?
Yeah.
Well, I never really liked R. Kelly to begin with, so I was like, wasn't an issue.
No, but like I love Woody Allen movies.
Hitler from his art.
That's what I'm saying. But like, he's married to his daughter. Yeah. It's just
wait, what?
It's weird.
Woody Allen.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he like adopted someone and then married them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're not related by blood. So.
But still, it's just come on. It's weird.
But he raised her from the time she
and
was
plus
child.
Two.
Oh my god.
And plus two.
He groomed her.
Woody Allen has always
been. What does that say about
like
what happened in the
younger
process?
Women?
Yeah. I thought he like adopted an 18-year-old. Was like, okay, we're gonna marry. No. He raised her from.
No, from like five.
Do you think that's okay if he did adopt an 18-year-old just to marry her?
I don't.
That sounds like
yeah. But it's like the opposite side. It's like, dude, I don't care about his movies. That's just like him as a person.
He's my hero.
That's what he's talking about, separating the art from the artist.
It's like, I hate his movies, but I love the man.
Have you guys ever had any... well, has there been an artist where you've struggled to look at what they do?
Well, it wasn't a struggle, but I thought it was hilarious, because...
Louis C.K. I liked his art way more after.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Chris Brown and Rihanna.
I knew
I thought
this was
how
hilarious.
Is everyone okay with that?
I knew this was going to be
beat the queen of pop... mercilessly.
Black and Blue.
But that was like 20 years ago.
I laughed Stop. About it.
It was not. I was a teenager.
I laughed about it.
I was going to say, it's like, yeah, it was like 20
I was
years
like,
ago.
I was like, how long ago? I was like, where all that, did all that money protect you? Yeah.
Wow. What year did that happen?
Dude, that was like 2007.
Yeah. Pretty messed up.
I was like in middle school, I think, when that happened too.
What year did...
Can you put on guess before you...
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what?
2010.
I'm going to
say 2007. 2007, yeah.
I
I'll say eight, just to be different. I'll say 2008. Rihanna. R-H.
I'll say 2000.
Bad Girl Reaver.
Five.
R-H.
2009.
Nine?
I win!
Wait, what'd you say? Ten?
Ten, yeah.
I said eight.
At around 12:30
you did not say eight.
You said seven. I said eight.
Yeah, I said two.
At around 12:30 a.m., February 8th, 2009, Brown and his then-girlfriend singer Rihanna had an argument which escalated into physical violence, leaving Rihanna with visible facial injuries which required hospitalization. Can we see
Then all that money protect her?
Oh, yeah, she got wrecked.
She
got
wrecked. Yeah. She stayed indoors.
Laugh at that. Laugh at that.
To look at it like this, it's like Chris Brown came up.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris Brown came up, like, immediately. So yeah. I think that, like, mentality of, like, whatever he grew up with, yeah. I was probably...
And this man came out with a documentary, like, let me tell you my side of the story.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
I think it was on Netflix. I think it's still on Netflix.
No way.
Yeah.
I was tripping. I came in late.
This girl gave me herpes.
Oh, no.
Hey, look,
she
man,
was
I,
saying some crazy stuff.
I told her to shut up.
Talking about, I'm about to...
She didn't want to listen to this man, so I made her listen to me.
What was that? There was a College Humor bit about that where, like, nothing he did, like, hurt his record sales. Like, he drove through a boy band. He punched a cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the fat white guy, right?
He's
yeah,
a publicist, yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Nothing's turned your record sales.
All right, Chris, you got the small records boost from the Rihanna incident, but you have to lay low now. All right, but I just actually ran through 12 kids right now.
and then he started punching the phone. He's like, are you punching the phone? It's not going to solve anything.
Because he's our generation's Prince of Pop. And oh, much like man. Last generation's Prince of Pop, Michael Jackson, he's pretty much impervious to any sort of...
Dangling children.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is, I just hate rich people in general. That's why I was like, they have money, protect you, Rihanna. Yeah, how'd that go for you? Mm-hmm. All those millions save you.
Ugh.
But yeah, I just hate rich people.
I don't...
Or like famous... Like,
this is the
stuff.
Extension of the I hate people. Now it's... Yeah, he has to get more specific because...
Yeah. I hate all people equally, but then I hate more, you know, rich, famous people. That's what it is.
Why?
I just do, don't
I? Personally, I think...
All of them? Hashtag not all?
80... I'll say 90%.
90%?
90%, yeah.
I think the rich and famous...
I'll say 90%.
You're probably going to hate me and love me
I hate
at the same
you now.
Time. I think the rich and famous... I personally believe they have more to deal with than we do. In a different capacity.
Nah,
well,
they have different kinds of problems.
Yes, they have different kinds of problems that are escalated here. Because when you're a big celebrity, you've got money, you think you've, like... Could you imagine being rich and not knowing who your friends are? Like if I made bank and I just came in, I was like, I don't know if you were here for my money or if you're here for me. And then you got the drugs; they're so accessible. Then some people get
I'm
on.
Here for that, Brandon. No,
you're saying that like you're rich.
And then you have public appeal.
I don't know if you love me or you love me for my big old thing.
You got public appeal. Everything you do is scrutiny. You are under a magnifying glass.
So I say, cry me a million dollar tear. I don't care.
I think it's just different problems.
Yeah.
You know, I think life is pretty much 50-50 mm-hmm. across the board. It's like you're trading just one set of problems.
I think I would hate them less if they think their problems are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like, I had a drug problem. Yeah, you still have millions, and you have the money, the resources to cure yourself of that problem, when there's millions of other people who have a drug problem.
Right, but not everyone does. Broke.
Exactly.
Like sometimes a lack of problems is a real problem.
Mm.
Right?
How's that?
People need a struggle.
Yeah. Jaden.
And
stop it.
Jaden. Like, Jaden is a perfect example of you get a kid too much money and time, and just he just ran amok.
Yeah.
You know? But like, bro, Carrie Fisher died. She was on a plane pumped full of fucking Molly and Coke.
Is that how she died?
That's how she died. She OD'd on a plane. Carrie Fisher in her 70s.
Yeah.
Old people don't
know. What kind of 70-year-old is on Molly and Coke?
Honestly, I respect that.
When they got raped and was just okay with it.
What?
Where people were like, yeah, whatever, Carrie. If you want to hang in Hollywood, you know, you got to give a little.
Oh yeah,
that's the mentality.
Like
she was
even
under.
Like extra stuff. Like you can't be freaking. I'm gonna pull a celebrity out of my butt. Will Smith, and he can't go to like.
Well, first of all, that was in your head. That was
ready to go. We're talking about this for like
you had already crafted out your butt.
Yeah,
you've been holding
it's,
that.
You can't be Will and go into like a Walmart or mall and just like live a normal.
That's a good trade-off.
You're Will Smith. Like I can go to the store. I can get me like
yeah,
nobody's
gonna
bother me. Exactly. Like I think that's an added.
That's
problem.
Oh my gosh! I can't go into public without the admiration of everyone. Oh darn!
But imagine how annoying that would be. Hey Will.
Yeah,
Will. Hey yo, Ty. Hey, you help my brother get off crack.
You do it like when it's about to close.
Hey, say the thing. Say the thing.
How about now? We have Instacart, so they don't need to go get groceries. Just hire some guy. You get an Instacart car for you. Like, dude, you got all these millions. Hire someone to do things.
But sometimes
for you.
You want to go in the public with some anonymity, like be around people without. You know, as just a normal, just one of the guys.
Your problems are still going to be invalid to me.
Dude, Patton Oswalt had a great bit on that about like Will Smith. He's like, Will Smith can't just ever just sit down and have a cup of coffee. He just has to have 300 people around him, just around him.
Well, listen, like that J. Cole song, Love Yours, you listen to that, you understand. It's like,
well, that's why those guys go and live in like
those mansions.
In the gated communities in Bel Air with all the other rich, knobby people are going to bug them.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're not living in Stockton, where...
Until you're 6'9", and somebody doxes you, and then you have to move. Can you imagine how annoying that would be? Dude! I have to move.
Wait, what?
Like, you were at 6, and somebody found out where he... Yeah, somebody found out where he lived, and then he had to move, because...
Yeah.
I was
like Jake Paul, or whatever the Paul's name brothers.
Everybody knows where they live. You know, they don't care. They're just like...
But imagine being their neighbors, though. How annoying that would be.
Dude, you know Dan Bilzerian?
No, I don't.
Okay, you know, like, he had, like, some house in L.A., where, like, literally all his neighbors, like, they had a party celebrating that he was leaving.
Nice.
He's, like, firing tanks in his backyard.
Dude, it's dry season in L.A., and he's shooting off fireworks having, like, a party in the middle of, like, July. The
fools. Nonstop. Yeah. That was his life. That was his brand.
The fools. Yeah, I'm just... Listen, I'm just saying I sympathize with him.
That's your boy.
Because money can only get you so far. Money only buys things, and when you have something that you can't buy yourself out of, like colon cancer,
so
RIP.
Well, that's the real
you
problem.
When you have a drug problem, you can pay for the treatment, but you have to want to get treated. There's some problems that money's not.
I still have
that a great piece of evidence that there isn't really like a secret cure for cancer that Hollywood elites use.
No,
yeah, probably
it's not. It's not convincing.
I mean, honestly, I didn't hate. What's his name again? T'Challa? What his name is?
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick!
Yeah, I didn't hate him. I just had a neutral idea. For me, he's just another idea. He's just another person. So I'm like, okay, he's another guy that died.
I think he was really influential. Yeah. And I think he was a great example of what's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his trajectory within when his career started up until now, how many he was just hit after hit.
Dude,
after
I'm telling you, he was on the verge of like doing Coen Brothers movies or like a Nolan movie. He was right there. Just because, like, that's where that spot puts you.
Bro, that's close to greatness.
That's what I'm saying. He was that close to greatness.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I forget where it's going to be. In his hometown, I guess they have some Confederate statue. They're going to take that down, and they're going to put a statue of Chadwick there.
Oh, that's
in the Black Panther.
I like that.
Oh, that'd be cool. I don't know if it's going to be Black Panther.
Probably not, but that would be dope.
No. Put him in, like, you know, the suit he walked the carpet for, Black Panther?
With the shawl?
Yeah. Put him in that with like a Black Panther like helmet like at his feet.
Oh,
yo, that's
or in his hand.
Dude,
oh,
that would
cry. God.
Ah!
Yeah,
that'd be
man, Jack Buzz was a good guy, so I didn't hate the guy.
Rest in power.
Yeah, you see, I think he's one of the handful like Hollywood elites that I didn't hate because he was a genuinely good man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he didn't like flaunt his problems or flaunt the good things he would do for people. Mm. You know, he did what he did. He didn't like mistreat no one that for now that we know of.
I guess Denzel Washington helped pay his way through like acting school.
He paid his tuition. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess there was a group of students in that year, and he paid all their tuition. One of the students was Chadwick,
I saw that in that commencement speech he did for that university, which is cool because it's like he was able to get to the top, and he wasn't like, I got here all on my own. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, I spent like an hour looking at sad TikToks about that, man. It just made me cry more. I was like, come on, man.
Do it.
Come on.
That's how you feel about like Val Kilmer dead. That's how you feel about Val Kilmer dead.
Stop.
Because he was the best Batman.
The only person, like, this is, I didn't cry over Adam. Stan Lee, I kind of teared up.
I teared up in that tribute that they did in, what was the next
George Lucas still alive, buddy.
The next one that came out, or was it Far From Home?
What was the cameo that he was?
They did a little tribute.
Well, it was Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Worst movie they could have done that in, though. I freaking hate Captain Marvel.
Do you?
Oh,
he does.
Okay, alright.
I mean, it is a garbage movie.
Change of pace. Why do you hate Captain Marvel?
Okay.
Bro, we gotta go.
Listen. One more. We gotta talk.
He's got one.
I gotta take a nap. Go for it, though.
Get used to it, son.
Yeah, we finished
it. I'll leave right now.
Get that toxic masculinity out, Brendan.
Here's the thing. I went to go see Captain Marvel.
Woman shaming.
Not expecting a whole lot, and then I saw it, and first of all, the plot didn't make sense. Second of all, she was just, it's a part of her acting, and it's also a part of what Captain Marvel is. Captain Marvel is very much a just, I'm so much better than everybody. I'm the greatest. But I didn't. She just, Brie Larson was just not there. She's so good in every other movie she's in.
I don't think she's so good.
No,
I don't like her.
Wait, and you don't like her acting? I liked her in.
I don't think her acting's great. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's had good roles. She's had some good performances, but this is where I can't separate the art from the artist, because I just have seen so many things that indicate to me, outside of her professional life, that she's an asshole.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Well.
But I do like that movie.
It was just so many plot. How did the Tesseract get there? I thought it was here. I thought it was there. Then they had to go back and like, oh, well, this actually happened. The director had to say it. It wasn't even explained in the movie. I'm like, this movie.
That's how I feel about the Star Wars canon. You know, like, oh, how did Kylo, like, why does he have the new sword? And then they use comic books to explain everything that the movies didn't. You know, like, and then like, even like the thing, like, how do you heal people with the Force? Comic books. Well,
space magic.
Space magic. Yeah. Dark side.
Dark side. Yeah.
Dang.
So I hate Captain Marvel. I hope. No, I don't want to wish that on
anybody. All right, sorry. Captain Marvel, great movie or greatest movie?
Don't talk.
Yeah,
great movie. No, he has to. Yeah, great movie. Great movie or greatest movie?
The greatest piece of garbage in the world.
So it's a great movie.
Do you listen to The Weekly Planet?
As far as
garbage
goes.
What I do is great movie or greatest movie?
It's definitely the greatest.
All of you are high on shrooms or some sort of.
But great movie or greatest movie?
Neither.
You had to pick one.
I don't have to pick one. I'm not going to
pick one. Brandon, we're going to hold you down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds kind of rapey.
Okay, how about this? Best movie ever or worst movie ever?
Worst.
Okay.
Movie ever.
So it's a great movie.
No. And that's the pod, guys. All right, Captain Marvel's the most...
Yeah, I gotta be a scumbag and call it early now for my work leader.
All right, dickheads. Jerk, dude. You know the drill. Leave us a review. Share with your buddies.
Yeah.
Preferably ones that are okay with mild racism.
No, what's mild about it?
Tyler, you can get your plug in right now.
And jokes about pedophilia.
Oh, yeah, you know, okay, so I have a podcast, but I'm not gonna plug that because it got plugged. Just follow me on Facebook, Tyler Farinaiu. TylerFirinaiu.com.
Are you on Instagram at all?
I'm not on Instagram.
Yeah, you should hop on Instagram.
No.
At least that.
Yeah.
I said no.
Are you not, I saw your little thing pop up on my True Graphic then, but I think you hadn't posted
it. I have an Instagram, but I never use it. So.
I mean, you might as well just now.
Don't find me on Instagram, please. Okay, please. I'm just trying to be left alone like Will Smith. I'm just trying to have a cup of coffee here.
How do you build your audience then?
Literally all through Facebook.
Oh, really? Is it like Facebook groups and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do, but weirdly enough, I don't use Facebook a lot.
Yeah. I'm a life and weight loss coach, and so I produce a lot of content on Facebook, and then it just gets shared. I'll meet new people, and that's just kind of like my audience builds, and I pull clients off of my audience.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
There is a way you can combine. You can make, when you post on Instagram, you can make the post to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a switch.
Our stories go up as on our feed on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Just do that, and at least we're posting there.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Sweet, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Go to Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Tumblr. Damn. All cinema flavor. All the time. Check out all that. And it's all different content, too. It's not normally the same thing.
I recommend the Avengers game.
Oh, you get to play the game, huh?
It's the greatest thing in the world. But we don't have time to talk about it.
My brother just bought it. Okay, that's for next time, because I still have yet to play it.
I can't wait till we get Madden. Yay, PS5.
There's no change in that.
Yay, it doesn't matter.
Stop
I just like it.
Oh my god, so much fun. New skin, 60 bucks.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Madden, best
game. Bye, guys.